episode 101, Paprika on Vanilla Ice Cream.
Give me a thaw, baby.
In this episode, we're going to talk about Mass Effect 3, Leviathan, Orcs Must Die 2, Skyrim, Earthfire, War of the Worlds, and Team Fortress 2 co-op. Stay tuned.
And we're back for yet another episode.
Sadly.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting week full of technical difficulties, full of... it's been crazy. I've been playing a lot of games, though.
I have been doing shit.
Yeah?
I've been doing shit.
You did that cool little dance.
You did that cool little dance thing that one day.
I was dancing yesterday.
It was awesome, this little dance thing she was doing, kicking her feet around all
that. It was like the pouty.
Yeah.
I'm not getting what I want.
It was really awesome.
But I was like, wiggling my arms around. I'm not going to
do it.
Yeah,
do it.
It's not going to happen.
I
don't think I could do it again.
Yeah, you can. Just do it.
No, I can't. I don't even remember exactly what happened.
I'm here tonight. And I am sick. You do it. You do it for me.
maybe on the break.
No, fuck.
I'm not gonna do it right now.
You're such a bitch.
I know I am.
I hope you die.
I probably really will,
but not before I see that again. But afterwards, I don't give a
well,
shit.
Then I'm never gonna
do
it.
I don't give a shit what happens to you.
I'm never gonna do it. That way, I am immortal.
No,
I will never die.
Yeah, that's my deal with you. You know, some crazy crackhead with a gun can still come up and shoot you.
Well, I'll just show him, and he'll be like, man.
She deserves to live.
Yeah.
Because she dances like a retard. Because
you look pathetic.
So, introducing us all, Rex is teaching martial arts tonight and couldn't make it. Trent, obviously.
Yeah.
And Holly, and myself, Justin.
Yep.
We're recording a day late because things fell through. Again, technical difficulties. It's been a crazy-ass week.
That was more just schedules.
Yeah, scheduling is a bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm up to almost 60 hours now since Saturday. I've been trying to play games. I've been getting it in there. I just haven't been sleeping at all.
Yeah.
But you've been getting it in there. That's the important part of what you said.
Well, I've been doing some of that too, but that's something different altogether.
You've been getting it in your sock.
Aww. In your sock.
I like it when I don't wash it for a month and it gets crusted.
I still have my soul, and I think we're the only three that's going to know what that means.
Aww.
So
no, people at work do. That's why everybody worried about it. So now Holly's like this huge like skank whore.
I am a huge skank whore.
No, I think Vanessa's gonna want to talk to you about it.
She's not swallowing souls yet.
Yeah. That's why you soul.
How do you think I got all these freckles?
Yeah.
Oh damn.
She suffers from gingivitis.
Gingivitis?
Yeah. Gingivitis.
Yeah.
Does that come with cinnamon?
You never heard of gingivitis before?
Never heard of gingivitis.
Yeah, gingivitis. That's the... Look it up on Wiki. There's an actual Wiki page for it somewhere. So
why don't you explain gingivitis?
Well, it's the... Well, I don't want to offend any ginger listener. But I know
they're not going
to
be offended. Take pride in your gingerness.
It's pale redhead kids with freckles. You know, gingers. You know, soulless daywalkers.
Well, apparently, if they're gingers and they don't have freckles, then they're daywalkers. If they have red hair and freckles, then they're actual gingers.
They're full-bred ginger.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Blade concept here, you know. He's a vampire, but, you know, he can go out during the day.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I thought the freckles protected them against the day.
No, that's just collected souls.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the collection?
Yeah.
So I don't know
so when
what
they
I
die,
would
do
be.
They lose them all?
Eventually. The souls, actually, they never die. It just fuels them.
What am I, though? Because I wouldn't be, like, I've got, you know...
You've got freckles.
I have freckles.
You're a daywalker of a different breed. Hmm. Yeah. You don't have the red hair.
So I'm hardcore.
You're orange.
Basically.
And
I'm not orange.
Not today, she's not.
Yeah.
I haven't been orange for a while.
It's because she hasn't fed for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She turns orange when she feeds.
On gingers.
The health bar goes up.
Yeah, pretty much. It goes up so high, she glows. So.
Look like Snooki.
Yeah.
Man, she's really orange, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like, she looks like that woman that... What was that woman that was, like, ultra tan? That, like,
the tanning
like,
mom?
Yeah.
The one who looked like leather skin? Like, leather
yeah,
face?
Yeah, she looked like leather face, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I didn't know it was illegal to tan my 3-year-old.
Was she tanning her kid?
Yeah, that was the whole point of that story.
I forgot about the story. I just don't remember the story.
She got in trouble because she was like, I can't remember the whole thing. I think it was actually, it might have been a fake tan that she put on her, but people were flipping out because they thought that she actually tanned her like 5-year-old or 6-year-old kid. Or it might have actually been she tanned him. I don't remember.
That's but, fucking nuts.
Yeah, I know, but this lady was like leather-faced.
She had some issues.
She was jerky, basically, is what it looked like. She
That's what happens when you lay out the sun for too long. And
she's going to tanning booths.
Yeah, she was tanning booths.
Yeah, which is just as bad. It can be bad. So.
Well, that radiation.
Yeah.
Pretty soon she's going to turn into a ghoul.
That bronzer.
Well, it's not really bronzer at that point. It's more like just...
Not talking about the stuff you put on yourself. When
Yeah,
you put that bronzer shit on you to get you the... Because she looked like a turd. She literally looked like a walking piece of shit.
No, if she tanned her kid, she kind of was a walking piece of shit.
Yeah. I don't remember, so let's not pass judgment yet.
I don't know. We'll figure out the story on the tanning mom at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't care. They actually have an action figure for her. I saw that somebody had made an action figure for her.
A clay or something?
Yeah. No, they make novelty action figures, and they actually made one of the tanning mom.
That's
harsh. And I was like, that's fucking funny. I want that. So.
It's like I got Aquaman, Black Mantis,
and Tanny Mom. Yeah. She comes with a bag of beef jerky that's her skin.
Gross.
You just rub oil on her and she turns a different color.
She's hypercolor. Different water.
It's kind of like a mood ring. You like hold her and she just turns brown.
That's pretty much it. Is this going to be a racial thing?
It's making sure. Like maybe the kid's attached to her and you hold the kid and as he turns brown she dies or something.
I like
she gets power up from that.
I still like the accessory bag that comes with beef jerky that was her skin. That's fresh. That's just gross.
It is pretty gross.
Yeah. It's like one of the guys I work with has a bag of beef jerky that his friend makes. It's really good beef jerky. But he pulled it out one day and I looked over and he's just got this big bag of like long... Like the chewy fucking stuff.
Yeah.
And I just looked over and I was like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, it's beef jerky. You want some? And I was like, yeah, I'll try a piece. And he's like, yeah, my friend makes it. And I stopped for a second. And I was like, all right, whatever. So I tried. It was pretty good. It's pretty good. But that's kind of an odd thing to walk around with in your laptop bag, a giant bag of homemade beef jerky.
Yeah.
That's kind of serial killerish, you know?
But you ever wonder, like, if a friend gives you, like, friend made beef jerky, and it could be a wide variety of things. It could be from, like,
turkey, it can be from deer.
No, I'm not even going from there. I'm going like, it can either be really good or really awful. I remember a friend of mine at work gave me some beef jerky that her and her husband had made, and she was just gobbling it up, and I guess she was just trying to save money.
Oh, you mean the one
whose
kid died
recently? She was just gobbling
recently?
The jerky up, that beef.
Yeah, she was just gobbling that beef up, and it was so crispy. Like, it just turned to dust when you bit into it. It was horrible.
It sucked all
the moisture out of my cheeks.
Well, they're Screaming Steve, who makes his beef jerky. That's good stuff.
But his stuff's, like, sold in stores.
Yeah, bars and crap. But it's good stuff. It's actually really good. I like it. At Halloween, he walks around with a little pumpkin head, trick-or-treat pail, little beef jerky samples.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
And I'm so excited for Halloween.
I'm excited for the weather.
I'm excited for the weather and the holiday.
No. Well, the weather's starting to get here. I mean, it rained today.
Yeah,
it
rained
really nice.
It feels great
outside. Yeah, and it was like 68 last time I checked, just about an hour ago.
Yeah, it's steadily going down. It was kind of warm this afternoon, but definitely nice outside. I think the thing I'm trying to figure out what I want to be. Holly, everybody knows you're going to be Cortana. I'm thinking about being a vault person.
Yeah.
Rather than just being a vault boy.
We can
but
both
like
go
just
as
being
vault guys.
You want to go as a couple of... We can make a run vault?
We can go as a couple of vault guys.
Aww.
It's like we were kicked out for our love, or forbidden love. Apparently, the vault's full of breeders.
We decided we didn't want to be breeders.
Yeah, you can be an outlander. You'd be a wastelander, and I'll be a vault guy. So you can wear the assless chaps with the fucking...
I'm not wearing assless chaps on Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Be a raider, a wasteland raider.
You'd be an ass raider.
I don't want to be a raider.
Plunder your booty.
Well, we can make some... trying to remember the factions. He had Brotherhood of Steel, and what was the other faction that was just kind of like them, but not quite?
Which ones you had?
And Fallout 1, 2, and 3, you had the ones that had the more gas mask-looking mask.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's
more angler. I can't remember what the fuck they're called.
No, I... Because Brotherhood, they didn't survive. Brotherhood of Steel carried over, but...
Yeah, the other ones were destroyed in Fallout 3.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they're called, but anyways, making one of those suits would be really neat.
Well, making one of the Rangers would be cool. Or you almost fall off the couch?
I almost did fall off the couch.
Yeah, we moved our recording area. We're no longer recording around the card table. We've now moved to my comfortable couch and the comfortable recliner. And it's a lot more open, and it feels nice. And we're not, like, all face-to-face. Because I got, after 100 episodes, I got tired of looking at your fucking faces. I'm just saying.
That's okay.
Know.
So I feel the same way.
I know every fucking pore, every freckle, every soul.
Every soul.
That you have on your fucking face.
Every soul.
Yeah.
I have a lot of souls on my face.
Yeah. I just call it, you know, connect the dots but come. That's what it is. Yeah, so. It's like draw a giraffe. Running from a box.
Running from the box.
Yeah.
It was a camel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was a camel, wasn't it?
It was.
Okay, fine, a camel running from a box. What's in the box? John Doe's got the upper hand.
Schrodinger's cat's in the box.
Yeah, no, see, I bought a shirt that's awesome, and it has a cat in the box, and it's cut in half, and one half of it's dead, one half's alive, and it's Schrodinger's cat. Do you know Schrodinger's cat?
No, I don't.
The theory is, if you put a cat in the box, is the cat really alive in the box, or is the cat dead, or is the cat only alive when you view it alive? That's the
It's almost like if a tree falls in the woods and it hears it, kind of thing.
What is it? It's like quantum...
Quantum physics.
It's basically the building block of quantum physics. So does something really exist until you witness it? So, and quantum mechanics. And it's a beautiful shirt. I was like, that's going to be awesome. I'm going to get some nerd pussy for that. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
I like this diagram they got on Wikipedia.
Which one is that? Wikipedia.
It's a live cat and a dead cat.
It looks like
a 70s TV special. No, he's sleeping.
No, he's not sleeping.
I'm
always one of those people that when they go into the psych ward and they show you the pictures of people asleep and they go like, who's dead and who's sleeping? And she's like, oh, they're all just sleeping.
Throat is slit open and you can tell they're blatantly dead. No.
He's just catching.
They're just playing. They're just sleeping.
Well, it's more so than that. If you don't know, basically it's kind of like the whole theory of like parallel universes in two different planes of existence. The cat's either alive or dead kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's whichever one you observe is when it's happening or not.
Yeah. Which it ties into stuff like quantum entanglement and all that bullshit. All that wonderful, wonderful stuff that we can't observe, we're just like,
well, this makes sense.
We can't observe it, but a lot of the games we play are based on on those things. So
quantum mechanics.
Yeah. Like even
mysteries
in...
mysteries of the universe that still nobody can 100% prove.
But even one of the new games I've been playing this week... Second. One of the games I've been playing this week even brought up quantum entanglement.
What game? So,
Mass Effect.
You played Leviathan, didn't you? Yeah, I played Leviathan. Did you make it all the way through?
Yes, I did. It's actually not a very long DLC. It's a lot of story.
Like 3 or 4 hours, maybe?
Yeah, it's about 3 hours. Maybe two.
Maybe two?
It depends on how lucky you are, actually, because a lot of it is investigating. Like, you are trying to track down a guy in the beginning, and then you're trying to track down something else later on, and you can use clues within this lab to isolate what system it's possibly coming, where you need to go to. And the more clues you find in the lab and the way you cross-reference them on the map will help narrow down from, like, 5 planets to 3 planets. And so you only have 3, so it's a matter of if you hit that right planet first or not. So.
And you got to go investigate each planet?
Yeah, there's, like, 2 times you have to do that. And both times I think the first time I hit the wrong planet first and then found my second try. And then the last part of the game, I hit the first planet right from the start. So.
So that might be why it cut it down shorter.
Yeah, it cut it down a little bit shorter, yeah.
It's an interesting thing. So is it like an epilogue or...
No, it's like L.A. Noire. No, not really. No, you're just in a lab and you're walking... where it takes place in the storyline is randomly inserted into the whole story. I actually played it. You can play it anytime, from what I can tell. But I played it. I loaded up one of my games that wasn't beaten yet, and that was Insanity Mode. Right? I'd already been on Insanity Mode, but... this one I was replaying again, doing things differently. It was right before I was attacking the Elusive Man's holdout. And so I skipped going there and just went off and did this, and it just brought it all in. And there's apparently like an X-Files division of the Alliance. Like, and
like
Hackett.
They, they investigate paranormal activity or something?
Well, no, no. Hackett's like, I want you to go talk to this guy. So you go and you talk to him, and he's like, oh, this is this thing that we started doing once the Reaper threat became seriously real, you know, and we're trying to study anything from past civilizations on how to bring the Reapers down, studying all kinds of rumors and urban legends and stuff
does,
like
does
that.
Does he look like Mulder?
No, no, he doesn't.
Does he have, like, glasses
and
long hair?
No, and there's no Scully either. He has a male assistant. Ooh. You know, but it's...
sexy.
Do you know they're actually living together right now?
Who?
The two, David
Duchovny
and
Julian Anderson?
Yep.
God, I didn't realize he was that broke.
No, one of them ended up getting divorced. I don't remember if it was David Duchovny.
He's still
or
working
her.
Now.
Yeah, I know he has that Californication show.
That show's pretty insane.
Yeah. Well, just because he gets laid every fucking episode.
No,
like
it's just a big clusterfuck, but it's entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah,
it's just all about him being a small time writer that just.
That's a man whore,
basically, but it's just all the shit that he gets himself into.
I tried watching, I just couldn't get it. I didn't really feel anything for his character. I was like, ah, fuck him, dude. I don't give a shit. So.
He's just the man whore version of Mulder from the X-Files.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of plays the same part every time he does anything, but it's kind of enjoyable.
Yeah.
He didn't really... What was the movie with him in...
Playing God?
No.
The
Alien. Well, the movie with aliens.
I don't remember.
Oh, you're talking about Evolution.
Yeah, Evolution.
Yeah. That was he was kind of playing. He was kind of playing the.
Wasn't he a little more quirky?
The bad
in that
boy
one?
Version.
No,
of
he's just
Mulder.
Like more. He's just more slapstick Mulder.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Which they wrote very quite, like, especially the fan written episodes had a lot of slapstick Mulder in them.
I like slapstick Mulder.
No, I actually enjoyed. Let's go dorky. I actually enjoyed some of the fan written episodes of X-Files. One, I liked it because they actually did them, because that was a big thing
at the time.
That they actually took scripts from fans who sent them in and just picked the funniest ones or the best ones that had nothing to do with any of the story. And just said, let's just make one that's fucking hilarious. So they would do that, and they're always pretty entertaining. And they would have, like, the nerd guys, the three...
what the hell are
the three conspiracy guys? I forgot what they called them.
I don't remember their names.
Yeah, but they had them in a lot of them, so... But yeah, those were good episodes. I'm trying to think. Blah. But yeah, no.
Long Gunman, that's what
Long Gunman, that was it, yeah. But no, Leviathan's... we'll just jump into that. It was really fun. I actually enjoyed it. It's really cool for the backstory. I will... it's a lot of Reaper stuff. Like, where they came from.
Right.
So, that's really kick-ass, and you get to see quite a bit of way backstory before even, you know, the Protheans came around, stuff that goes before the Protheans, and find out a lot of information, which is kind of cool.
Interesting.
So, and a lot of people were bitching about, how can you write a DLC that's going to take place before the end? I mean, you know, blah, blah, blah. The whole thing is there's something that destroyed a Reaper. Let's see if we can get it to join the war. Like, we all know it doesn't join the war. They kind of did a loop in that. So, check it out.
I know a lot of people just idolize the shit out of Bioshock, and it's a good game. Mm-hmm. The way they did Minerva's Den is a side story.
Yeah.
Where it's just a standalone, like, 5-hour romp with a whole different aspect of the game.
Yeah.
I think was a really good idea, and if they wanted to do something like that, I think that would be a really neat idea.
They kind of did that, and what's weird is
like different characters, everything.
Oh yeah, yeah. This one carries all the same characters, and it does adjust your war assets. I'm not saying which way, negative or positive, but it does adjust your war assets based on what you're doing. And I'm gonna go ahead and beat the game with that save file just to see what happens if it adds something in or if it takes something out.
It just mixes
and
matches all the slideshows together.
Yeah, I'm going to see if it does anything like that, because it'd be interesting if they did, just as a little throw into there. I did tell you about the aquatic thing. You actually get to go do some underwater stuff. I'm just going to leave it at that. It was pretty cool. It's very Bioshocky, but it is fun. In fact, the whole DLC reminded me of the movie The Abyss.
Interesting.
Which I love The Abyss, but it reminded me of the entire. The Abyss.
There was a horror movie back that scared the shit out of me.
Leviathan?
No, I just, all I remember were the gem suits. Like the big gem suits, you know? The big, where they got like a portal on the front.
Oh, the diving suits? The diving bells?
remember some horror movie I watched when I was a kid that scared the shit out of me. I don't remember why. And I kind of want to rewatch it now to see what it was all about.
What happened in it?
Like, they were being chased like giant eels or something like that.
That sounds like Deep Sea 6 or Deep Sea 8. It was like some weird kind of lobster creature. And they had the diving bell suit thing. And they were... Yeah, it was... it had Peter Weller in it, the guy who played RoboCop. And it was called Deep Sea 6. I do believe the name of it, yeah. Horrible movie.
Is it really bad?
Horrible. Fucking Leviathan is better than that.
I saw it when like, I was maybe 10 or 15.
Yeah, it came out a long time ago. And it was fucking wretched movie.
I used to go and watch horror movies with my aunt because I couldn't watch them with my parents.
Actually, I take that back.
She babysit me and I'd go watch horror movies.
I take that back. Peter Weller was in Leviathan. I'm sorry. He was not in Deep Sea 6. He was in Leviathan. It was somebody else that was in Deep Sea. I just don't remember who it was.
This came out in the 80s sometime, right?
Like late 80s.
Yeah.
Deep Sea came out like late 80s, early 90s. Leviathan came out about the same time.
Well, I watched it on Laserdisc, I think.
Yeah, both of those would have probably been on Laserdisc. So
I remember her Laserdisc player.
Yeah, both of those would have been on Laserdisc, most likely. So,
nice.
Yeah, if it's Deep Sea, I think it's Deep Sea 6 is the name of it, or Deep Sea 8.
8?
That is a horrible fucking movie. I thought I was the only person who had to suffer through that. So,
yeah, I watched a ton of B movies when I was real young.
It was like a giant lobster creature, and it was just horrible.
So no reason to be scared at this point in life.
No reason to be scared back then either. I'm just gonna throw that
out. Like I said,
I
was like 8 or 10. I was pretty young.
Dude, even at 8 or 10, I was just like, "What the fuck is this shit?" It's like my dead grandmother wouldn't be afraid of that shit. So, and she's dead. She's got a lot to lose. So.
She doesn't have anything to lose.
Just her soul. Calling.
Her holes.
Is my grandmother anywhere on there?
Probably.
She's like, she's right here in my armpit.
No. I think this is her.
And she scratches it off and goes, now she's really dead. Bitch.
She can hear you right now.
That's fine.
All of the freckles are souls.
That's
and they
fine
because
I could hear her. She cried for me in the other room as I continued to watch TV. So it doesn't matter. No, I'm just kidding. That's horrible. That's really where
that
I could,
is terrible.
I could hear her cry in my message machine saying, "Help me get out of this place." Yeah. No, that's horrible. That's
pretty bad.
Yeah, no, she died totally differently than that. No, she died calling people racial slurs. So because her mind started to drift and go away.
Oh, that sucks.
So yeah.
So, aside from Leviathan,
yeah.
What else have you been playing?
I played some War of the Worlds.
Yeah, me and you were talking about that, and you said that it was a really fucking ridiculous game as far as, like, difficulty, or...
Oh, yeah, it's actually pretty hard, man. It sucks. It's like, it's done up like
this. If it's coming from Trent, you know, it's pretty fucking hard.
It's a side-scroller. Like, there's this point where you're running through the streets, and it's, I think, I haven't checked yet, but I think it's Patrick Stewart narrating. Because the guy sounds just like Patrick Stewart.
I'm sure he's just not. It's not a Patrick Stewart knockoff.
I don't know. I haven't. Because
the last
yet.
Game that I remember was Castlevania with Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I wouldn't be surprised if he's in this. So
he hasn't had a lot of work in a while, has he?
Oh, he doesn't have to, man.
I'm sure he gets tons of
life
residuals.
Force. Fucking
life force is what you pick on.
No, I was going to say life force. No, that's one of my favorite movies. I'm saying he's been in.
Yeah, but
life force, Star Trek. Fucking X-Men.
I was gonna say
the worst.
Star Trek probably getting residuals from that still.
Yeah, no, but he doesn't need to work. He's loaded with cash, probably. You know, enough to say fuck it. I don't need to spend money on a toupee. I'm rich. You know?
He's never needed a toupee. Yeah, you know what's really weird
a
as well.
Is that you said a toupee?
Instead of toupee.
Is that what I heard?
But there was like some episodes of Star Trek, and I don't remember if it was a movie or not, where he started to grow his hair back. And it was
where he had the longer...
Not the longer hair, but, like, it was, like, growing in. It was, like, maybe an inch long. And it just looked weird, like, seeing him, like, old.
Oh, no,
he never looks really that old.
I'm thinking of Dune, because he actually had the balding going on, but
yeah.
He had long hair later on whenever Paul Atreides... I think it's whenever Paul Atreides
It's
is,
almost like a skullet.
Yeah, he's assaulting
yeah,
the Harkonnen,
right.
And he runs into... to Patrick Stewart's character, who used to be his old trainer, and he's like, oh my god, you know, and he brings him with him to make him a general, but he has long hair at the time with the skull going on, and the fucking rebreather in his nose. Yeah, it's fucking funny. But, yeah.
You've been bald for a long time.
Yeah, dude, ever since, I don't think I've ever seen a picture of Patrick Stewart with hair.
That would be just weird, like, Patrick Stewart with, like, dreadlocks or something like that. It would just
like,
be...
the sky is blue, and Patrick Stewart's always been bald. That's just the way it goes.
You might be able to see him with like a, maybe a mohawk or something though. Like Patrick Stewart could rock a hawk.
You can see him with like a Prodigy haircut.
Oh yeah, like the side hawks.
With the Liberty spikes.
No, just do the side fins. That would actually be pretty. That'd be pretty awesome to see Patrick. I actually might Photoshop that. So that might actually be pretty fun.
Patrick Stewart with the side fins.
Yeah, with the Firestarter outfit on. Because I'll just take a picture from Firestarter video.
Patrick Stewart has the Firestarter.
Put his head on it and the little bifins.
Nice.
Yeah.
War of the Worlds.
Yeah, War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds?
War of the Worlds. I'm enjoying it. Okay, there's this part where you run through the streets and there's a tripod chasing after you and this group of people.
Is it old school World?
Oh, yeah, it's total like old school War of the Worlds. It's done up with.
Done like the remake, right?
Actually, the remake was actually more accurate to the book than the fucking original was.
Really?
They're supposed to be tripods.
Gotcha.
With three legs. The one they did back in the day had
like
just
the 40s or
no, it wasn't that old. It was like the 60s60s. The one that had the flying saucers, those were not like the tripods, but they were called tripods in the book every once in a while because they had three fucking legs. So this one's done more like them, and you're running along and you come up to this wall and you're stuck and you're just like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden this like tripod comes up and he hits the wall and it falls down and you have to jump up, and from there on out there's just this constant beam just shoots across the entire screen, and if you are even just one little inch exposed, you're instantly disintegrated, and it's a long fucking run with a lot of open space between where you need to be from where you are, and it sucks really fucking bad. There's actually an achievement that if you can beat the whole game without dying, you get an achievement that's, I think, it's not even worth that many points, but it's actually said to be one of the hardest fucking achievements to get. What are you...
Him with hair.
That's not real hair.
That's his hair.
That's
sure.
Not real hair. No.
It could be plugs, but it's
no,
real
that's
hair.
No, that's not plugs either. That's a wig. That's not his hair.
That's not a wig.
Have you ever seen a movie wig before? They don't look like regular wigs. They actually have like flesh-colored stuff on the front that you actually have to spirit gum and paint down so they stay on. That's how people in movies who wear wigs, they look real as shit. And you're like, I thought that guy was bald. And you're like, oh, I guess he has hair. That's a wig.
She's looking at Patrick Stewart hair.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart long hair.
You'll probably find him in Dune.
Like Patrick Stewart in like the 60s.
Patrick Stewart in the 60s. I think he was even bald then because Life Force was like 70s and he was bald as shit in that.
I wonder how old he is. Patrick Stewart's got to be pretty old at this point.
Yeah, probably. This is the Patrick Stewart cast tonight.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
He's 72.
Damn.
There you go.
Pretty hung for an old dude.
Yeah.
What is it?
Same with hair.
Is it real hair, though, or is it a wig?
It looks kind of frizzy.
It's Scott.
That's
hair.
Fake hair.
It looks like it's
Scott
looks
hair.
Like Scott's hair.
Here, show. No, this is Scott hair. Check this
oh,
one
no,
out.
It was the same picture.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Yeah.
He was dressed up like a fucking Roman legionnaire. Curly fucking
it
wig
looks
hair.
Like Scott hair.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Is that, what is he, like fucking 12 in the picture? And he has
he's got to be like 18.
Jeez.
Or like
I
right
don't
there.
Know if that's actually him. That picture would
what about
have had to
this?
Be taken a long time ago.
He's got
yeah,
Scott hair.
He does, yeah. I know, I like that one.
No, my favorite thing about Patrick Stewart is we were watching an interview with him one time, and somebody was like, you know, you've done Dune, you did Life Force, you did Star Trek, you did all this stuff, now you're doing X-Men. You must really love science. That's awesome. It's like, you must really love science fiction. He's like, no, actually I don't. He's like, I don't really care for sci-fi movies. I don't really watch science fiction or anything.
He just gets cast in it.
Yeah, he just gets cast in all the time. Because they're like, hey, he's a respectable British guy. People will believe him when he talks about science stuff. So, that's why they cast him.
Oh, that's weird. Look at that, Holly.
With his mustache?
Yeah, that is a weird mustache.
He kind of looks like an older version of Hal from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, he looks kind of like Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston. Nice.
Yeah, especially there.
Yeah, but yeah, War of the Worlds.
It's been pretty interesting. I haven't got a chance to play a whole lot of it. It's a narrative game, so it's basically as you move along, it's just, you know, Patrick Stewart. I think it's Patrick Stewart. Look it up. See if he's on that War of the Worlds credit list. And he's just sitting there talking, describing everything that's going on and things that happened in the past. It's an interesting game. I'll just leave it at that for right now. I did that. Played a lot more Dark Souls again.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm on my new game plus. I'm about over halfway through. Getting ready to...
You're right. It's Patrick Stewart.
It is? Okay, that's what I thought. I'm getting ready to go after the four kings. And,
You're already at that point?
Yeah, dude. No, man. New game plus has been a fucking cakewalk. It's not even funny. I ended the first game at level 99. I'm at like 112 now, and I'm just breezing through the whole goddamn thing.
I wonder, well, there's new game, is there, you can do it three times?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the deal is you're probably a little bit over-leveled.
I don't think so, because the level cap's like way, like, I think seven times my current fucking level.
But I think that's just so you can keep playing it for PvP reasons and stuff like that.
But right now, it's like, things are tough. I mean, it's getting tougher, like the Ornstein fight. With Sog. Yeah, no, I got through it.
On New Game Plus?
Yeah, on New Game Plus, yeah. Yeah. I brought in Solaire, and he and I...
Sun Knight.
Yeah, the Sun Knight. Praise the Sun. And I forgot to grab green blossoms so I could boost my stamina up, so I had to do it. And I wasn't going to fucking run all the way back and grab some and do this. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just go in there. So I brought him in. I went in there, and... The first time was a total travesty. It sucked. I wasn't prepared. I had the wrong armor on. And so I swapped out for my DLC armor, which was the Guardian armor that I picked up playing the DLC, which actually has some really good stats. And protected me against lightning enough that I took out the little skinny dude, and then about halfway through taking out Sog, the big fat guy, Slayer got vanquished. So it's just me and this dude, and I totally nerfed his ass. Just around the pillar. So he really couldn't fucking hit me for shit. The only time he actually ever hit me was when he'd jump up in the air and fall down and shoot electricity out everywhere. But so you can't block that. So.
For those of the people that haven't quite made it to that fight, it's called the Ornstein fight. YouTube it. It's a hard fight.
It's
the first time getting into it.
Yeah.
I was proud of myself because I actually stopped playing the Xbox version at that point and put it down for a while. And
yeah.
As I say, a while.
Yeah, that's
I
mean, what I did. Same, yeah.
That's where I quit the game.
Yeah.
And I picked it up recently, you know, again with on PC. We've been talking about it now for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I finally made it through that fight. I sat down one night and I was like, you know what? I think it was like maybe Friday night. I was like, I'm going to beat this.
Yeah. There's a little bit of advice on how to do it really easily is if you go down to the Darkroot Basin area, there's some stone armor you can pick up. And you got to have the decent enough stamina to be able to walk around in it, unless you have Havel's Ring, which will cut your stamina load in half. But if you have the stone armor, it's got decent electrical resistance. And if you mix that with, say, like a crystal shield, which also has really high electrical defense, and then just like the lightning rod. If that's all you have is a lightning spear, that's fine on your first playthrough. I have the Great Dragon Sword right now, which is maxed out at 5, so I'm doing like almost 600 points of damage per hit. And actually more than that whenever it actually goes through.
So that's like a map of like a plus 3 Golem Max.
Yeah, and I'm doing actually a lot more damage than 500. But I went in there with a medley of Guardian armor and stone armor when I went back, and I had Havel's shield, which is just huge. It's a huge Dinadin shield that's just massive as crap. I think it takes like 50 strength just to fucking wield it.
Yeah, it takes a lot of strength.
Yeah.
I have it, I just haven't been using it. And
yeah.
My stamina wasn't as high as you on that fight when I first went in, but my strength's really high.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at 48 strength now, and that's not that far after that fight.
Yeah, I'm sitting at, I think, 53 strength right now. And then my stamina is like in the third. Okay, my strength is at 50. Everything else that matters when it comes to dexterity, stamina is in like in the 30s. So they're just trailing a little bit behind, which is fine, you know, because strength is my main thing, is being able to swing really fucking hard. But I have a really high stamina bar as well right now. Plus, I carry a fuck ton of green blossoms on me, so my stamina just recharges really fast as long as I use those. And for the most part, nothing's really been a big pain in the ass. The Ornstein fight was actually the first one I ran into on my new game plus that pissed me off a little bit. Everything else I just dropped real fast. And then I invaded Faber's world after I beat them, and I had like 200,000 some odd fucking souls on me, like 260. You know, because I got paid extremely high for taking both of them down. Yeah. And,
That's actually where I'm at right now, and I went in with the intent of maybe farming some stuff, so I put in a whole bunch of humanity.
Yeah.
And then revived myself, and I got taken down by four guys. Two guys and two pairs.
Yeah.
Two guys came in, and then I took them both out. While I was healing, two more guys invaded, and then just fucked me up.
Yeah. I've had a few invaders here and there, but for the most part, the only one...
I'm going to try invading at this point.
Well, the only one that fucked me over was... I was in New Londo, and I was up inside one of the bedroom areas where you can cut through, and it said so-and-so has, you know, invaded my world, and I was like, oh, okay. So I chilled here for a minute. I was waiting and waiting and waiting, because I didn't want to go anywhere else, because there were still, you know, knights around that I didn't want. I can kill them in two hits. I floor them with a heavy attack and then just finish them off with the second one. I just didn't want to fuck with them and have somebody sneak up on me. And I'm waiting, and I see this chick finally start coming down the hallway. So I back up in the room a little bit, and just as a joke, when she gets up to the door frame to come in, she locks onto me and guards, and I close the door. And then fucking swung. And I actually hit her through the fucking door right as it was closing, and took half of her fucking health down. And I was like, oh, that was really shitty. I mean, I felt really bad. I didn't think it would actually hit her. And so I opened the door, and I backed up with my shield down and let her come in. And she killed me. She actually killed me. And it pissed me off, because she was standing there. She was very lightweight. And she just had a talisman in one hand and a little tiny spear, like a half spear in the other.
Are you sure it wasn't just for casting? Or
no, it wasn't for casting, because she jammed it straight through my fucking back. It was not. She had a talisman in one hand for casting. She had this little stick in the other. And she just comes up, and just out of nowhere, she just, boom, dodges behind me, and it goes in the animation, and she gets me right in the back and slams me on the floor, and I was like, oh, fucking cunt. And then she, like, what slams me with fire. Straight up fire took me down, because I wasn't guarded. And I was like, what a fucking asshole, you know?
That's actually a pretty sneaky attack.
It was pretty sneaky, because it looked like Danny weapons. And that's the thing, is I have this gigantic fucking sword that's, like, the size of a fucking, like, car door. And she's got this little tiny stick. And I'm wearing very thick-ass armor, and she still fucked me up with it, because I underestimated her, which is my bad. So.
Yeah, my favorite thing so far, because I keep going in Dark Garden to farm extra souls for leveling, is I'm going down there, and again, I always try to throw up like 10 or 15 humanity, try to get some extra drops, you know?
Yeah.
And having people invade, and I'm always, right now I've been just using the gold hand armor, which is like a big, like, death robe, basically.
Yeah.
And I swap it out between that Golem axe, which is fairly intimidating. It's a big axe.
Yeah.
Wield it with both hands. Just look like a fucking executioner. But then I have the dragon's jawbone, like, fucking hammer.
Yeah.
And so what I'll do is I'll swap out for that once I see somebody ready to PvP, and then I drop my light shield for my big shield. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like I'm pretty much ready for battle. So I have somebody come up, and I'll swing the Golem axe and then flip weapons real quick. The jawbone does this, like, rolling attack. So, like, I'll just sit there and just lockstep into a rolling animation and hit him two or three times in a row and kill him. I had one guy, I dropped him one hit with that thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun to do this because it surprises the shit out of people. Yeah. I had one guy invite me four times, and I killed him all four times with that same weapon.
You know that gargoyle that's in New Londo when you first get there?
Yeah, you can cut off his tail for a halberd.
Two hits. Dead.
Two hits.
One hit, cut his fucking tail off. Second hit. Dead. Nice. I was like, you gotta be shitting me. Then I ran to the next one. Same fucking thing. Cut off his fucking tail and then just killed him. Because that sword I have just fucking floors. If you do a heavy attack and you get him right, especially if you're behind him, they'll actually just, the second you hit him, they just go BAM! Right on the fucking ground. And then you can just fucking swing again and keep flooring him. So nothing fucks with those demons, the white demon things with the wings.
Just I hate fucking, those things.
Those things are easy as shit now. One hit, boom, they're dead.
Well, because they always do a little bit of damage no matter what.
Yeah. But luckily, it's like the way that they haven't really touched me at all, because I get up right on them. And even if they jump in the air and try to do that slam attack, I just sidestep them, luckily, and then I can hit them. The big giant guys that are in the hallway before the Ornstein fight.
Those guys can be.
Three hits.
Those guys can be a pain.
They're fun as shit.
They're hard to get around.
Well, the best thing that I find is just rush up on one of them and get him to do the shield bash. And when he does, do your jump attack. and then get him to do it again, do a jump attack, and then rush him and stay right on him, see if he can just get one more hit in. Especially with the way I am now, if I get one more hit in, he's dead. So, but then they like to heal a lot, which totally sucks. So, but yeah. Other than that, I did play The Walking Dead.
Yeah. I played what episode is it on? Episode 3 now?
It's on episode 3 now. I played the new episode twice. Trying different things.
Have you already tried the psychopath approach, just not talking about anything?
No, I haven't bothered with that. I actually wanted to get like the asshole approach and the nice guy approach. Which sucks is that there's actually no achievements based on which approach you go.
Yeah, it's just completing
it. It's just completing it, which I was kind of like, I would have liked some kind of replayability, like other than just a story and just to see it, but actually like something worth my time to do it, because it can take a while. And that's why I did like all, I think it was Sunday night, was go back through that episode again. And it was a pretty good story. It was the second story was really good, but this one was actually like pretty interesting. Have you played it yet?
No, I haven't. The only one I've played is episode 1. I planned on actually playing them all back to back to back.
Oh, really? Let me think here. 3 people. Not saying who.
Yeah, nothing, I figured it's going to be something like that.
Nothing you can do. There's one part where you're going to be like starting over and over and over again. Don't bother. It's scripted. You can't change it. It sucks. But it is fantastic. It's actually shaping up to be a really interesting story. The preview for chapter 4, I'm really looking forward to, because it's getting interesting. So hopefully it won't take them as long to put this one out. So,
yeah, no, this last one took, what, 3 months?
Yeah, they said it would be a new chapter every month, and it's been like two months in between each one. And, you know, it's like...
The second one came out fairly quick. It's just that last one. Like between May and
September. Bit. It was like, when I bought it, they had Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 had just come out. And that was like 2.5 fucking months ago. And Chapter 3 just now finally came out. And I'm like, you know, Telltale won me over with the Walking Dead game because it's been pretty cool so far. But they're pissing me off with their whole, we're going to put out a chapter every month and they can't deliver. It's kind of pissing me off.
Well, as long as the quality's there, I'm not so bad. I'm not so pissed with it.
There's a couple glitches I ran into where the audio starts looping over on itself, which is just kind of fucking weird, and I never had...
You playing it on PC?
Yeah, I was playing on PC. It's weird because I played that chapter before. It was in Chapter 2. I never had to do it before, but then just started doing it out of nowhere during when you're at the St. John's Dairy at the very end, when it's raining outside, and one of the St. John's brothers is yelling at you in the rain and crap. It just kept looping over and over and over again.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, and the camera angles got really weird. It started zooming in on places where it wasn't supposed to be. And characters started moving, like being pulled off the screen. It was really weird. It's like people are teleporting. It was like a lag fest on Halo. But yeah, definitely interesting and definitely worth checking out. It's a good deal. I think it's like $25 to buy the full season thing on PC.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 5 episodes, right?
Yeah, 5 episodes, so it's about the same price on Xbox if you buy each episode, but of course you have to buy the points, which costs you more in the end anyway, so definitely check it out on PC. It's been really awesome so far.
Is that pretty much all you got so far?
That's all I have played, I do believe, yeah.
Holly?
The only thing I've done is Left 4 Dead.
Sucking Souls.
Oh, I played Left 4 Dead with
him. Yeah, Trent and I played Left 4 Dead with the TVGP crew. Uh-huh. And it's actually today, Thursday, is Nob's birthday, so happy birthday, Nobs.
Happy birthday, Nobs.
Happy birthday, Nobby.
Nobby.
Nobby. So he's...
Nobby Nobs.
It was today, wasn't it, actually?
Yeah, it is today.
Oh, hey, it's also Ray's birthday. No one down there knows who Ray is, but yeah, Ray.
Yeah, Ray.
If you're listening.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Happy birthday.
She's working for Nintendo.
She's working for Nintendo.
Yeah, I used to date her a long time ago.
I did play Slender Man again, and I got up to 6.
6 what?
6 pages.
That's the whole point. You have to collect pages.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
While he's chasing you, as you get more pages, he's getting closer, and the atmosphere is getting louder, and you hear more bangs and sound. Very unsettling. Something that a Jewish guy would just go like, sorry, not a Jewish guy, was a German, like, mine go up?
Mine what?
Go up? No, I was going to do a Jewish name, but I can't do it. Oy vey. It sounds like IDM music by the end. It's just like...
I need to play it again. I just want to memorize the entire thing. And then get all 8 of them.
I don't know where that 8th page is. I got 7.
Which ones have you gotten?
I got the one that's in the oil, the container areas. I got that one.
The container, you mean like the...
Well, when you come up to that little building and there's those red container things, there's a page there on the side of them. Yeah. I got the one that's on the the very beginning. There's one on a tree or something like that.
Yeah, there's the dead tree.
Yeah, I got that.
That's on.
I got the one that's in the opening entrance to the well thing.
Yeah.
I got that. I got the one that's on the car next to that little shack.
Yeah.
And then I got 3 others equaling 7. I just don't remember where
they were. And then there's a group of trees that are together. Mm-hmm. And there's normally, there can be one right there.
There's a page on the
there.
Back of a tree if you go right.
Yeah.
When you first start, there was a tree I found that if you go behind the tree, it's a really big, it's not that dead tree, it's a different tree. If you go around the back of it, there's a page there. I found
and
that
then
one.
There's the building. Whenever you have to go inside the
yeah.
building,
yeah,
there's
I found
some
that
in,
one.
Or there's normally one in there.
Yeah, so that leaves one more that I found.
And then there's the cross.
I think I found that one too, yeah.
Where it's just like you walk up to it and
yeah.
it's just, I don't know what it is, but
yeah.
it's just like.
I found all those.
Whatever that is.
So there's still one more. And I went left and then I booked back around and went right.
There are 10 different places that they can be.
There
are 10 locations.
Okay, so they're actually random.
That they're
spawn.
At.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I can't think. Did I already say the rocks? The 3 big rocks that are put together?
I don't think I hit that one.
Okay. There are always
there
are 3 big white rocks.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, but there
sometimes
wasn't
one
there.
On that.
So there wasn't one there. But either way, I mean the game's that's actually for a free game. It's like 64 megs to download and it's actually pretty fun. I mean it's a good game just to like you'll spend like 20 minutes playing it and you'll be done for
it's
the night.
It's not even 20 minutes. I mean,
well, no, I mean, if you try it again, but you'll spend like 20
yeah.
minutes playing it and you'll be done for the night, but you're just like, wow, that was actually pretty cool.
Because it does get pretty scary. I mean, it's not necessarily that it's scary,
it
just
it
makes you
jump.
Very anxious.
Most things don't make me jump, and it made
yeah.
me jump.
I just got anxious.
Well, I turned around and I was walking through that building, and there's as you're going down the long hallway, there's that area you come to that's an intersection, and there's a door leading outside right there, and there's one that goes further and one that goes straight forward.
Yeah.
I walk around, and I'm looking around the corner, and I'm like, oh, there's nothing over here. And I turn around, he's like right there in front of me at the door. I was like, ah, shit! And I just like turn around and run away.
See, and like so. The same thing happened to me this time, the last time that I was playing it. I got up to 6 instead of just doing 3, because the time
yeah.
before I had gotten 3 or 4 or something like that. And that's whenever the screen just turned itself around and he had made his way like right behind
me. I think that's
me.
When your sanity is completely drained and you've wasted too much time.
No, but even whenever I was, last time I was playing, I hadn't spent that much time on it because I kind of
Did
knew where everything was. Huh?
Did you stare at him
I didn't
lot?
See him at all.
You didn't?
That was the only time that I had seen him.
Maybe he was,
but
was
that's
around
the,
you and you didn't see him and you walked right next to him. Maybe.
That's the same thing that happened... The first time that I had played it, I didn't see him at all, and out of nowhere, he had just crept up behind me.
The first time I played it, I got to 7 pages, and I couldn't run anymore.
Yeah.
I just could not run
Well, see,
anymore.
With the running, you run for 2 seconds, and then you walk for 2 seconds, run for 2 seconds, walk for 2 seconds.
No, that's what I was doing, but it
so
gets to a point.
So that way it doesn't...
I know, but it gets to a point where you cannot run anymore.
Mine,
it
hasn't done that
it's
to
done.
Me. It lets me,
further
continue
I think
doing
it's
it.
A matter of sanity that you gain from seeing him.
Yeah.
Drains your stamina to the point where you just can't move anymore, because by that point, the game was so fucking loud, and he was like, I turn around, and he's like 20 feet behind me, and I'm just like, oh shit, and I just keep walking, and I turn back around, and he's like 15 feet behind me, and I keep turning around, and he just keeps getting closer, and then finally it stopped me, and it turned the game around for me, and he's just right there, and then that was it. I was like, oh, cocksucker.
Sound.
Yeah, and you know, and there was the night you and I were investigating, and I was like, yeah, Slender Man's completely made up. He's not real. No urban legend. No actual folklore. It was just made up as a joke. And there's some pretty cool imagery we found for him, though.
Yeah, there is some awesome imagery.
But. And the concept of it's interesting enough that you know it remained for like the last like however many years since somebody came up with it on message boards.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. I just hope they don't do a Slender Man project movie.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Just because this game, like, a lot of people are talking about this game.
It'll have Ron Jeremy in it. So.
There's a lot of people that are talking about it. Even people that don't game have been talking about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
some people I've at work are like, have you heard of Slenderman? It's like, yeah, we've been talking about it.
It's the same thing as those mazes you find online that you play, and when you get to the very end, the screaming face shows up. Even if you don't play games, you want to show people that because it's funny. Yeah. You like to watch them scared. It's like getting somebody back, like in like you know the 90s, you get somebody who doesn't play a game, and you make them play Doom 3 for like 5 minutes just to watch them fucking scream.
Or Amnesia.
Yeah, or Amnesia. You just do it for the kick, and that's how it spreads.
Remember, there was all those different websites where you could that had like prank scares like that.
Like Doom 3 people playing Doom 3 or people doing. I think my favorite one was a really over exaggerated one where the dude is like staring at the screen, and then Linda Blair's face pops up as the Exorcist. And just straight punches his screen and like stands up screaming. He goes, "Why would you do that?" it's totally staged, but it's fucking hilarious. Because he just goes like, "Ah, bam!" and punches right through the fucking laptop.
So I remember one that was just like a cat with like a wide open mouth, just makes like a human scream, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember I was showing it to my mom. I was like, "Hey, Mom, I got to show you something."
Yeah.
And it was like one of those, just like click here, you know?
Yeah.
So she had a click there, and then I just watched my mom get freaked out by a kitty cat. And I was like, "Oh, that was awesome!"
Yeah, my favorite, one of my favorite ones was there was this website called Liquid Generation, and they used to do funny games and stuff that you could play and e-cards. they were the e-cards you would send to somebody. It would have something talking real soft. You know, and
you turn your speakers,
up, and then all of a sudden it starts flashing on the screens like chicks with dicks, you know, half chick, half dick, you know. And my favorite one had this little like what looked like a lemur or something like that, just sitting there going like, "I love you so much," you know, just talking really soft, and the person sitting there turning on their speakers, and all of a sudden it just like starts like screaming at them as loud as it's just like. I used to love those, and they're so overplayed now, but they still get people, which is the best thing. So, well, if I can find that chicks with dicks one, I'm sending it to Daniel. Because his speakers are always turned up loud. That would be fucking hilarious.
Because we always hear his music. Like, we always hear his bass in Danica and I's office.
Yeah.
Or Danica, yeah.
No,
Danica
I can hear it in my
office.
Yeah, I can hear it in my office. Here, like,
yeah. Well, he's right between us, so that makes sense.
It's funny, because he doesn't really listen to anything other than, like, you know, anything that you would think would have a lot of bass. He listens to, like folky music.
Oh, I thought you were talking like maybe you listen to like Speed Garage or something like that.
Yeah, no. He's a big Smashing Pumpkins fan, but I mean, even a lot of the stuff he would listen to from that I hear him listen to isn't anything that has a lot of bass. It's just a lot of acoustic guitar shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of pumpkins.
Yep. So
two more weeks.
That was the great hunt for the pumpkins tickets. So that happened Friday.
We got mezzanine tickets, motherfucker.
You know, and it's crazy because it's at a really small venue before they do their arena tour.
Yeah.
This historical venue here called the Canes Ballroom.
Yeah, Bob's.
Well,
they have Bob's Big Stage and they have the Canes, which is Bob's.
This would obviously be Bob's Big Stage, but it's a venue that holds like maybe 1,500 people.
Yeah.
And both me and you have actually played there, open for different acts.
Yeah.
But it's one of those like really old school venues like that. It's got wood floors. It's got a balcony up top.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll fill it with chairs and sometimes not. I imagine this one they're going to put chairs in.
Probably. I think it's the pumpkins are like playing for 2+ hours is what the plan is. They're going to do their entire Oceania album plus a whole bunch of like old shit. And like you're saying, it's not a scheduled tour day. It's not on their website.
This is before they do their arena tour.
This is a warm up show, which makes it even more badass. So,
but it was really difficult getting tickets. So me and the girl go and get some food over at Corner Cafe, mm-hmm. which is kind of downtown. I was like, you know what? I'll be able to get pumpkins tickets. So we go there like 8:30 or whatever. We get food. I was like, all right, I got to go right now to pick these tickets up. So I'm bailing. So I like hauled ass over to Reese's to try to pick up tickets. It's the local grocery chain here. And they did a pre-sale actually recently. And through a local newspaper, and it was only for like an hour or something like, or maybe it was for a day. I don't know. It was for a day.
It was like Wednesday to Thursday.
But it was only if you used this specific password if you read the newspaper.
Yeah.
And I didn't get that, nor did I have money to get tickets at that point. So I'm going to go pick them up on Friday. So I get up there. She's like, "Well, there's only like 205 tickets left." I was like, "Oh shit!" I get there. I'm the third person in line. I'm there like almost 30 minutes early. And the first guy gets 6. That's the maximum you can buy. He buys 6 tickets. Like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And then this lady right behind him. And it's funny because these guys are actually older than me. Like, probably in their 50s.
Yeah.
And Letty, right behind him, gets like 4 tickets. Like, fuck, that's 10 tickets. She's like, oh, they're just going left and right. So, you know, they're just pulling it off Ticketmaster or whatever. And I get up there and she's like, we're out. I was like, it's 10:03.
Yeah.
It's like 3 minutes after these tickets have gone on sale. It's like, it's 10:03. She's like, well, you might be able to go to the Canes. The Canes from this place is like 3 or 4 miles away.
Yeah.
On streets that have a speed limit of like 35 miles an hour. Well, I haul ass running the stoplights going 65 miles an hour down the street. Going hauling ass through downtown. I ran 3 red lights. And I got down to this place, Canes, and I go inside and ticket office is there. And one of the guys that was behind me, he had heard me say, or heard that lady tell me that they're out. And see, he started hauling ass. Well, I get there about 2 minutes before him. So I walk in, this guy's like talking to the UPS guy with all the fucking tickets.
Yeah.
For pre-sales. And I look at him, I was like, you guys got any tickets? I just like, I need 3. He's like, I don't have 3, but I have 2 mezzanine tickets left out of the whole thing. I was like, dude, it's sold. It's like, I got $200 in my pocket. Let's get this done.
And that's the story of why Holly's not going to go see the Smashing Pumpkins.
That's okay with me. I'm all right with that.
She didn't even want to go. She was just like,
yeah. Well, no, it would be something that would be, I don't know, it would be interesting to see him just because I never have.
See if you can get some ginger magic working.
But I'm not like a huge, you know, Pumpkins fan, so.
See, that's why you don't even need to be there.
Yeah.
That's why you don't even deserve to walk in the doors that night.
It's okay with me. I'm not worried about it.
Me and Trent have been Pumpkins fans for 20 years.
Yeah, there are other people that deserve the tickets more than I do, so.
Deserve isn't even a big enough word.
Okay.
For you. You need to use small words.
Small words.
Yeah.
Mince them finely.
Mince them finely. Like garlic. Anyway.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. That's going to be a really kick-ass.
Yeah, that's a payday for me, too. So hopefully they'll have some nice merch on sale. Grab t-shirts, CDs.
Well, I've been working all this overtime, so.
Yeah. And we have a private bar, too, which is best.
We have a private bar and a private bathroom up there, too, which is kind of nice.
So I just get fucking trash drunk.
It's going to be rocking. We'll just take a fucking cab up there and back or something.
Nah, I'm gonna take my car. So,
yeah.
You know me. I usually try and sober up.
That way you guys can get drunk as drunk as you want.
Well, no, I try and sober up the last hour of any show I go to. I stop drinking the last hour.
But that's way you wouldn't have to.
No, I prefer doing that. I don't like to actually be drunk by the time I leave the show. I like to be kind of coming off that. Be like, I'm hungry. Let's get some food. Bam, I'm sober. So.
Yeah, I'm going to actually take Saturday off. That'll be one of my last paid holidays.
Nice.
So, I had like 30 this year.
I by default get Saturday off anyways. That works for me. So
I don't even know what I'm going to have.
But yeah, Smashing Pumpkins is going to rock.
Pretty fucking excited. Awesome. This will be the third time I've seen them.
Yeah. It's going to kick
me. I saw them back
ass.
In the mid-90s when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Then I saw them a few years back, actually, down in Arlington. Where I was so far back that I was like in fucking nosebleed. They got like a 20,000 seat arena out there, and it wasn't bad. I mean, it was a fun trip because we went down there, we got really shitty drunk, and
that was Jason and Dennis, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Dennis stayed fairly sober. We went down to the church down there afterwards.
Yeah, but Jason didn't, I'm sure.
Me and Jason did not.
Yeah, no, I've gone on out of town drink fest with Jason to the point where he tried to urinate in a subway in front of a cop. And I was like, dude, stop it. And he's like, what, everybody pees down here? I was like, yeah, but there's a fucking cop right there. And he was like, he turned around and he almost fell off into the tracks. He whipped around so fast, he like almost fell off. And I was like, dude, fucking stop. And then I come out of the bathroom when we get to the apartment. He'd already taken a piss. I was like, I'm going to take a shower. I go in there and take a shower. I come out and he's pissing in the corner of the hotel room. Next to the heater in the middle of September in Chicago. And I was like, why are you doing that? He's like, you took too long in the bathroom. I was like, you went before I went in there. I was only in there for 15 minutes, dude. And he was just like, I just needed to pee. I was like, you could have pissed out the window. We're like 3 stories up and it faces an alley. You know? Nobody would have noticed. Yeah, that's Jason when he's drunk.
Fun times.
Yeah, fun fucking times.
I don't think I know him, do I?
You probably met him a couple times.
Yeah,
he was over at Friendsgiving.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was at...
He was at Vic's party.
My party?
Yeah. He was
Justice
the big...
party.
He was the big guy I was hanging out with over by Lizzie and all them.
Okay.
I think he had his... No, he didn't have his good tea at the time. He had the tattoos, the big giant blocks on his leg with the weird bullseyes and stuff. And
I don't remember.
Those are the front 242 tats.
I was drinking.
For him, so. Yeah, he's a fun guy. We've known him for a long time. So.
And Jason's the reason I know Trent.
Yeah.
Nice.
The reason I know John from Carousel, Jason, and Scott. Yeah. Jason's the one that's introduced me to everybody.
Yeah, Jason's the reason I put up with him. So.
And you're still friends with him?
What? Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason's the reason I put up with Justin, so.
So, anyways, I don't know where we were. Slender Man.
That's all she did.
Did that, yeah. I did go to...
Did you play any Ginger Man?
I did go to a small little punk show at the Crystal Pistol on Saturday.
Oh, really? Who'd you see?
Streetlight... something.
I don't know.
Oh, I miss the days of being so young. I go to shows with people I didn't even know.
It was so awesome, like, showing up there, because I haven't gone to a show like that in such a long time. Yeah. I just, whenever I got there, I saw a lot of people that I used to know whenever I used to be into that
people
scene.
That I used to know. Was it like a pop punk band, or what kind
of
pop
they were it? They were just, they were punk. You couldn't understand anything that they were saying. Like, they were casual. High
five for going to a punk show.
Well, here's the problem. Like,
no high five for not inviting me to go to a punk show.
Yeah, here's...
We didn't know until the last second that we were going. Yeah. My friend Frankie invited me. Like, we went out to the Max on Friday with an old manager that I worked with at GameStop. So we did that. And then we went to... there's a restaurant right next to it.
Joe Mama's?
Not Joe Mama's. It's
a Mexican restaurant?
It's right next door to it. I don't remember the name of it. But anyway, so my friend Frankie works there, and I didn't know that. So I saw him working in the back, and we started talking, and then he told me that I needed to go to Crystal Pistol, and I was like, okay, you know, whatever, I'll do that on Saturday. Do that. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to go this weekend.
So we did that, and then we were leaving. We ended up going to the Bull and Bear Tavern right down the street from where we live. Right after, but like on the way there.
I like the Bull and Bear.
Yeah, I like it too. It's not that bad.
No smoking, but still pretty nice.
Was it no smoking?
Yeah, it's no smoking.
Well, I didn't smoke in there anyway, but anyway. On the way there, like whenever we were actually leaving Crystal Pistol, I was following this motorcycle that was in front of me, and they had made a turn, so then I made a turn. And we're driving up a hill, and this is downtown, so everything's like a one way. We're driving up a hill, and we see these two motorcycles coming the opposite way, and we're in a one-way.
Oh,
so I'm just like,
I know where you are.
And I was just
you're
like,
on the
these
bridges
guys,
that go over from...
Not the bridge. It was, not those? It wasn't that steep of a hill. We were just like going up somewhere. I don't remember exactly where it was. Because
I've done that on those bridges.
But we were terrifying. Just like, these jackasses are going the wrong fucking way. And I was like, you know what? That's okay. They're motorcycles. It doesn't matter. They can get out of the way. And then I saw all of the lights, and I was like, fuck. We're going the wrong way. So I'm following these people, and we've got two people behind us that we don't know that are following us.
Nice.
So it's just like four people, and then we end up like turning down another one way, following the bike again. And it was, I don't know, it was funny.
See, I had a fateful moment on those bridges downtown.
Yeah, there's no escape.
Like, well, no, it was me and my ex Lisa, and she had kind of, it's when we first got back together, and we went down there to go drink, and they had ripped up everything down there. Like horribly, and all the one-way signs were gone, right at, on the north end of the bridges. So you couldn't tell which one was over and which one was back. You know? And we were driving along, and we're trying to figure it out. We're like, dude, and she's like, which ones are which? I was like, dude, it's been forever since I've been down here. I don't remember. Just take this one. So she turns down it, and we start going, and we're in the center lane. There's like four lanes. We're in like one of the center lanes. We're going up, and right when we hit the crest. Two cars are in the lanes next to us, just come flying over the hills, and we go between them. Had fate been a different way, we would have head on with these people. Oh, and she screamed, just like, holy fuck. And I was like, get to the side. So she gets to the side, and I was like, take a fucking right at the light. That's a one way. I know which way that goes. I know where we are now. And so we get the fuck off of there, and I was like, okay, from now on, we never go back downtown. Ever again.
I hate driving downtown.
It's because it's all fucking destroyed down there. You can't tell what's what.
I don't mind it so much.
I hate it.
It's like now that they've got signs back up, it's not that bad.
It's
like
not as
like getting
right
to Crystal Pistol, yeah, it's not as bad. I mean, you just get off the 75 into downtown. That's
this,
easy.
This is actually the last month that Crystal Pistol's going to be open.
Yeah, really?
Yep, they're closing down.
Mm.
Wow.
That's sad. I actually like that bar.
Yeah.
Cheap Guinness.
Yeah. And
we'll have to go. It's the last month.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of September they close. Damn, we're gonna be at the Smashing Pumpkins show.
No reason we can't swing by there. It's right next door.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we'll go early. Al, I might take the day off. Who knows?
I'll probably already be off.
Yeah. Yeah, so what else have you been doing other than that? Just that?
Swallowing souls.
That's about it. That's okay. All I've done. Very exciting life.
Jesse, very exciting.
Yep.
What have you been doing? Well, with your Halo shirt. Sorry, with your Diablo shirt.
Not playing Diablo.
Yeah.
But I got some Diablo news later. Oh, I think.
I need to reinstall it. Because I had to wipe it off whenever I upgraded to 8. Windows 8. Yeah. I need to reinstall it and get back. I'm like on... I never beat it. I'm sitting on like chapter 2.
You haven't
two.
Beat it?
You, me, Ken, and that one dude were playing it, and we got
that's
busy.
Right. Yeah, we did get busy.
Yeah, I mean, you and I, we were playing hardcore characters, so.
You know what comes up next week, too?
DLC?
Borderlands.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
No, Borderlands.
Right after Borderlands?
Yeah.
Is Torchlight 2.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And then after that, it's Dishonored, if you forgot.
So. So, Gauntlet was kind of a weird thing this weekend, because I had to work till late. And you were going to do Left 4 Dead, and I was going to do do Team Fortress co-op. And so I didn't actually get here. So what I'm doing at work right now is I went from doing a lot of data trending, and I decided that the department I was, they're going to put the project I was on hold, and they're just trying to find a place for me. So I'm basically just a tent manager, and I have to wait till my last agent's done every day. Well, I had like 32 people that I've been watching for 4.5 days, and which is like almost triple what you normally have. Mm-hmm. And long story short, I got off at like 10:45, and I was like, fuck me, I'm gonna be so late. And I get up here and I like immediately logged into Steam even before I like heated up my like leftover pizza that I was saving for dinner so I'd be quick. And I got about 3 messages saying, hey, where you at, blah blah blah, we went and did something else because we were late. Which I was like, oh god damn it. But Nip was on. Nip was like, hey buddy. I was like, hey, I'm really fucking late. It's like, let's play some Team Fortress. Like, so.
Well, didn't Rex hop on? He was supposed to hop on before you.
Yeah.
I didn't see. Rex had some stuff he had to do for work that night, so I ended up having to work really late.
Okay.
But, so Nip jumped on, and then Matt, who's actually been on the show one time before, old WoW buddy, longtime personal friend, I was like, hey, you need to play this. I haven't played this before either. And so we all 3 jumped on and did some co-op, and we had a fucking blast, man. I played till 2:30, played all fucking night, and I had to be at work like at fucking, well, 11 o'clock, but I got to get there early to get things started, so I had to be there about 10, but we were up till 2:30 playing that.
Nice.
So it was basically what it is, and if you haven't played it, obviously it's free to play, so you don't have to drop any money. I dropped $7 because I wanted to, but I always drop a little something on a game that I like a lot. But basically what it is, you pick normal characters like you would before, and set their loadouts like you would before, and the idea is you got these robots. So they're robots that are like scouts. You have tanks. You have like actual like World War II tanks. And it is basically tower defense. And what you do is you set up. It matchmakes you with I want to say 5 or 6 guys. And what happens with that is with the matchmaking is y'all pick a class, and then you got to basically barricade down because they're trying to bring a bomb over. Blow up
your
base.
What was this? What was it called?
Team Fortress 2.
Oh, was it Team Fortress 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the new
the co-op.
The co-op.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the co-op update is all tower defense. And so the idea is that you basically got to sit back and defend your base from the guys that are bringing the bomb. And it sends out waves of different things. I mean, you got waves of pyros, waves of like all the basic classes are there, but they add some extra stuff in there. Like the scouts are all wicked fast with their fucking bats and like the tanks and everything else. But I ended up played a pyro for the first half because I like playing the pyro. Did fairly all right with that. And then I played a engineer the last half of the whole foray that we were doing. And the engineer is definitely fucking badass. So basically get your upgrades like you would in Team Fortress to a degree. But you get, basically after every wave, you spend money to buy upgrades for your character. Those upgrades then you used in turn with the waves in battle. You get money based on, like, when you kill stuff, you go down and collect money from the stuff that you killed. So, had a blast. With some of the matchmaking, you can kind of fuck yourself. I went into some of the advanced modes, and in the advanced modes, we were not experienced enough. Couldn't make a pest wave one out of eight. On normal mode, we made it, most of the time we made it through all eight waves. But it was still pretty brutal. So, definitely worth it, especially for a free game. It's a free Valve game. Yeah. So, probably the best free-to-play game out there, aside from League of Legends, but...
Still haven't played that.
It's pretty fun. But, Team Fortress 2 co-op is definitely pretty badass. Especially with all the tower defense I've been playing lately. I picked up Orcs Must Die 2 with all the antenna playing it, like, all weekend, and then I didn't really get started till Sunday. Played a ton of that. I haven't quite beat it, but it's still as hard as ever. It's actually harder than the first one by a long shot. And it's got different modes. It's got Classic, which introduces some of the classic maps that you had before in the other game, with different takes on them. There are a few new orcs. You have another character. You have a sorceress now instead of just the War Mage. The War Mage had like a battle staff or a mace or whatever. But he's got new weapons, so I'm using like a shotgun with him now, which shoots out these like grenades and a shotgun blast. But the traps are really interesting and really fun. I kind of got a system in play for each of the maps that I've kind of mastered, and where like I got one that's like a mob grind map where you have this like swinging ball and chain basically that swings about once a second, and you can upgrade each of these things based on how well you do on each map. And I set up barricades, and so I've got this real long hallway, a really narrow hallway with a swinging ball and chain that knocks them back, and then they got to run across like what's called brimstone. It's basically just rocks on fire, so they're on fire, and then they get hit with that, and then they get hit with darts. And so, which is really fun. There's a shitload of traps that I haven't unlocked.
Yeah.
I've got one called the Wall Grinder that I like a lot that sucks the orcs in and then it just like grinds them up into bits. which I really like that one. They got this dart trap that the spinning like pillar drops down and shoots darts in all directions. It's really good for the flying orcs.
Nice.
Flying orcs come in different variety. You got the little ones, you got the ones that shoot ice, you got the ones that shoot fire. You got a money troll now. When the money troll is like, he's not slowed down by anything. He just, like, fucking trudges through. And if you can kill him, you get extra coins and use the coins to buy more upgrades for your traps. But Orcs Must Die 2 is extremely good. I'd venture to say better than the first one, just because it's more challenging. There's more to do. You got your story mode. You got classic mode, which is the different plays on the different maps and the old maps. You got endless mode, which is as long as you can go before your orcs make it into the portal and you lose the match. And then I want to say... And then, of course, you got co-op on all of these. So, me and Apocalypse Ren, a guy that's been our Steam friend for a long time, he saw me on there one day before work. He's like, hey, I need to try this out. You're the only friend I have that has Orcs Must Die 2. I was like, all right, I'll jump in. And, like, I got enough time for, like, maybe one or two matches before work. Because they're, like, 15, 20 minutes a pop, which is really good when you're working a lot.
Yeah.
And me and him jumped in, and we had a little bit of difficulty at first because it halves your money between the two of you. So you can't do a shitload of traps, but it's kind of useful because you have two people moving around the field. And me and him coordinated our attacks pretty well and cut it down to where we actually beat one of the maps. And saying you beat one of the maps is actually pretty challenging. Any time you get like past the halfway point, like I have not come anywhere close to like maxing out like my full point potential on them. They're very difficult, but it's a really fast-paced game, and I really like it. That's probably my favorite tower defense game of all time at this point, is Orcs Must Die 2.
No, I have the first one. I didn't buy the second one yet, but it's pretty fun.
It's just cartoony. The gore's really fun.
Well, it's very, it's like Evil Dead-ish.
Yeah.
It's
Army
of Darkness kind of humor, so.
Just all the different ways that you're killing them or whatever. I mean, obviously it's gory, but it's like gory in a cartoony kind of way. Yeah.
But, well, it's like, what was it, I think on the new one, whenever you start the Horde Rush, I think the guy says, none shall pass.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, Monty Python with the Black Knight. Yeah. So.
When you think about it, he kind of looks like Bruce Campbell, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The big square chin, and the short hair.
Yeah, that was my first thought whenever I was originally looking at Orcs Must Die, the original. He kind of looked like, you know, he has that shotgun thing that he reloads.
He spins it around
just like Ashwood. It's very much, you know, a tribute to Army of Darkness with the Deadites here and there, so.
Well, and remember, we talked to those guys at PAX about a year and a half ago. They were really passionate about their game. They were like, we really like this idea.
They're excited to talk to everyone, too.
They really are into it. And it didn't make it on Xbox. I guess the Xbox sales didn't do so well, but the Steam sales did really well. So, I recommend you pick it up. It's easily my favorite tower defense game of all time. And that's saying something. I really like tower defense, but like this.
Mine is still defense grid.
This is less grid like.
I know. I just really like defense grid just because it's. It's when you hold down that F key, it's fucking fast paced as shit. But
you wouldn't really want
really
this
fun.
To be any faster.
No, I know. I played the Orcs Must Die, the first one, and it's fun as hell. But I really like the whole presentation that Defense Grid had, and just the way it was done. It was really fun.
That was a weird burp, wasn't it?
I didn't know what that was. All
it
I heard
like
was
a baby.
Yeah. So, but
sound like a baby with the downs.
Gotta get downs on Friday.
Get downs on Friday. Mama said the world's like a box of potatoes.
So one thing I have for anybody that's playing it for the first time, I heavily recommend, and I'm just kind of realizing this now, even after playing that match that you walked in on me playing earlier before we did the show, is...
You walked in on him?
Yeah, I walked in on him flicking his potato.
But
flicking his potato.
Get the...
he was husking it.
Husking it.
Yeah.
Well, there's these pads that you can get in there that will give you extra coins anytime something's killed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily recommend those, like, just getting those right off the bat, because if you can find ways to kill things on those, like the dart traps or whatever, getting all of that extra money is super useful, especially, like, when you're doing endless mode, and you need to just basically cover everything in traps.
Yeah.
Because endless mode gets brutal as shit just because of the different orc variations and how tough some of them are. But definitely a fun fucking game.
That's one of the things I forgot that I liked about Defense Grid was that you have the challenge mode, which is like 50 waves.
That's what this is. If you can make it to 40, if you make it to 40 waves, you will get 5 skulls and use the skulls to purchase upgrades.
Yeah, and that's kind of like, you know, with Defense Grid, you pretty much have your set upgrades and stuff right now. But you'll have like there's more than 50 waves. I think there might have been a couple maps for like 80 or close to 100, and it's just hold out. Keep making as much money as you can, keep building as many turrets and towers, and just guide them through. And that's why I like is the guiding
well,
the path.
Well, it's like, I played Sanctum
like
last year,
was, you know?
And Sanctum's not bad.
No.
It's kind of trying the same thing, the same concepts, but just wasn't nearly as fun. Maybe it's just the art style or whatever.
I have the whole Sanctum collection, and it's okay. It's just, you know.
It's kind of, it's all right. If you can find it on the cheap and you don't got anything to do, it's not bad. But it's not, definitely not Orcs Must Die, definitely not Defense Grid.
Yeah, no, I've gifted Defense Grid before.
I got it.
I gifted. Well, I gave it to you, but I also gave it to Brian. Because when he was going to Lawton for the office, he had to go up there for, I think, about half a week. He had the laptop with him. He was complaining about I didn't have too many games to play on it, so I bought him Defense Grid. And the whole DLC package was like, there, dude, just play that. That'll kill every night you have. You'll play the shit out of it.
Well, it's like, I thought it was funny because I was like, I'm going to play, like, a match or two, you know, and that's how it always starts off.
Yeah.
I ended up playing that game for like fucking 4 or 5 hours, and I'm like, damn, I'm still playing this.
Yeah.
And that's a good sign with me if I can get addicted to it.
Yeah.
I bought a PSP finally.
Yeah.
Well, again.
Again, yeah. Yeah, I got rid of mine a long time ago. after 300 came out and Silent Hill Origins, I pretty much lost all faith in PSP games because of the length of those games. Pissed me off.
I picked up a bunch of. Tactics game. I picked up Tactics Ogre. I picked up Final Fantasy Tactics. And I picked up Third Birthday. So I'm going to eventually get around to doing those and playing those. I've started Tactics Ogre.
That's a fun one.
You can rewind like after your battles are done. Or after you make great major decisions, you can kind of rewind and go back. But I haven't really gotten real far into any of those because I've been playing so much Orcs Must Die.
They also have Monster Hunter.
It's too hard to see what's going on.
I think I still have my Monster Hunter extended demo disc that they sent me, if you want it.
Maybe. I like Monster Hunter, but I'm weird like that.
Yeah, it's somewhere inside one of my boxes.
Well, I had Monster Hunter on there before when I had my old PSP, and then I sold it for... Well, I was moving, and I needed money.
Yeah.
But
I used it for browsing the internet and listening to music more than anything.
Well, I got headphones with mine, but I haven't been using it to listen to music.
Well, see, I worked in a factory at the time, so I just, you know, on my smoke breaks and lunch breaks, just go outside and I could hook it up to the Wi-Fi out there and just, you know, check my email and then sit there and listen to music and watch videos if I wanted, so.
Fair enough. Yeah. I can't remember what the other game. I had something I was going to talk about. What am I playing?
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel really
Witcher?
Dumb. No, oh, well, I did. I played
was
a little
it,
bit
was
of
it
this
Potato
one.
Island or Dead Potato or
no? Now you're fucking me up.
Left for Potato. Was it Left for
Potato?
Left for Potato.
Left for Tots. Assassin's Potato. Or Potato Creed. There we go.
Potato That's Creed.
A, I like that. I should do a Photoshop of a potato with its arms out like that. little
it's
assassin blades. Little Potato Creed. And put that little girl's face on Potato Creed. That's horrible. Would you furk me? I'd furk me hurt.
I've seen that girl like over and over, using it in for different reasons all throughout the day. I was watching some people yesterday.
Doing what?
I was just doing coverage, and I woke up this morning, and I was having dreams of pugs.
Yeah.
I woke up, and the last image I remember waking up. This is gonna sound ridiculous, but it was just like it was pugs running over a hill, just like and then I woke up.
Oh my god. Was it like slow motion?
No, it wasn't slow motion. It's just, well, pugs don't run in slow motion. They run like they're about to roll over, but.
Yeah. Were they being chased by a little Toro monster thing?
No, they're being chased by like a black lab or something. It was, like, these are not bad dreams.
They're being chased by rainbows.
So I woke up like that. That was really weird.
God.
But, and what I'd been playing that night before, and this is what I was getting to before it just completely had a brain fart. Was Skyrim Hearthfire?
Oh, Hearthfire, yeah.
It's $5. It's not bad.
It's not even really a DLC expansion. It's just functionality added.
So here's what I did. I decided I was going to build a house and I was going to figure out how to do it. And immediately when I loaded in, I went to a town and I've done pretty much all the main shit in the game. So
can you name your house?
No.
Yeah, because like I said, you probably named it Big Gay Justin's house.
No.
Welcome to the Big Gay Justin's world. Yeah. You got guys working the Skyforge 24/7.
Yeah. Brownie sweaty guys.
Yeah, so they're hammering steel. You're like, look at that.
But
you want to make me a lamp? I snorted a little bit. I was like, yeah, I've been hanging out with Vanessa too.
So anyways, I started it up, and you get two letters. One's about adoption, and the other letter's about building a house.
Yeah, adopt a rat.
I didn't decide to adopt anybody yet.
You should adopt a little vampire kid, if you can find one.
No, I haven't found any it's the orphanage over in Riften that you got to go to.
Oh, yeah, I remember the mission for that, yeah, where you gotta go the Dark Brotherhood actually killed the headmistress of the orphanage, because she's a bitch.
Yeah, she's horrible.
Yeah, she's mean.
But, so anyways.
I killed her right in front of the kids, too, as a life lesson. I was like, fuck sneaking around, just whoop-bam, and the kids start freaking out.
I just went into one of the corners and hit my invisibility potion and just pulled the arrow.
Oh no, I could have killed her silently, I just chose to kill her in front of the kids. I was like, let's see how this fucks them up, let's see what happens.
So anyways, they tell you to buy property, so you buy property for like 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
It starts you off with an unlimited supply of, well, you gotta mine it, but there's a clay mine right next to the house, or the foundation. And there's a rock mine for mining, like, cobblestone. And then there's a limited supply of logs.
Yeah.
So you got to go to a sawmill. You got to go to a sawmill to buy logs. And they're 200 for 20 logs. You usually use one log per whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
So anyways, you start off, it's got plans. It's got a little book that kind of tells you how to do it on this, like, crafting table. And then next to the crafting table is a smith's anvil. And then you got they call it a carpenter's table. And the carpenter's table is a list of plans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three total houses. I haven't got the other two yet. But I started off with the first house that I got when I was in Whiterun. So anyways, it says you can build this like smaller house. And if you want to, you can take that smaller house and turn it into a larger house. Turn it into the entryway for a larger house. And then you got a choice of three additions that you can make to it. These three additions are permanent. This is all you can do once you do it. So, it says so many materials for this house, and so I go ahead and I build the starter house. And I was like,
Can you build multiple houses in different cities, though? Can you have, like, one city in Riften, then one over in White Rock?
Well, this is actually, it's between, the house I'm at is between Riverwood and Falkreath.
Okay.
So, it's right in between those two two points. But, you know, they're preset locations for each house.
Okay.
So, which kind of makes sense because they're supplying materials right next to it.
Yeah, can you own more than one, though?
You can go in three.
Okay, so you can own a total of three, all right.
But, which I'm totally going to do because I want to do the other options, but...
Yeah.
So, I spent till 3 o'clock this morning building this fucking house. Mm. I got off work and I was like, I'm going to play Hearthfire and I'm going to check this out. I've got money, I can... It's not a big deal now. And, so I started building, and then your like iron turns into nails, turns into iron hinges, turns into like iron fittings.
And then I say, now you're crucifying people.
So like you start off with your foundation, and from the foundation you build your floor, then you build your walls, then you use clay to build the wall supports, and you use clay to build the actual structure in between.
Yeah.
Then the lattice work for the roof, and then the roof. And that's kind of how
so you do it Amish style.
So well, I made this basically a cottage to start off with, and I was like, this isn't big enough. What else can I do? So I had the option of building a longhouse on top of it and using the cottage as the entryway.
Yeah.
So I build the longhouse. The longhouse is pretty big. I was like, all right, that's bigger. It's like, and then it starts off with the second story, so it's two stories now. I was like, all right. And they gave me an option for a cellar. I was like, all right, I'm doing the cellar too. So that's a lot of materials. I've had to make lots of trips to get all the materials.
Yeah.
But $10,000 later, after I just bought all the materials because I wasn't going to forge for all of it. You can't forge for the lumber anyway. I had a house with a longhouse with a alchemy tower on the back with like a greenhouse to the left and then a library on the right.
So you pretty much had like every goth girl's greenhouse.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to see what I could do with a greenhouse because I wanted to see if I could grow plants or whatever. And I built like a stable and I got like a beehive behind it or whatever you call that.
Yeah.
An aviary.
Yeah.
And so I built this house, and then there's the inside. And so I get inside, and it's like, oh, what am I going to do now? So you got a little crafting table in each room. In each room, you use materials to build extra shit. So I build all these shelves. After I'm done with the shelves, then I build, like...
Can you build mannequins to put...
Yep.
Okay, because that was my big thing, is every house I bought in Skyrim, there was never enough mannequins for me.
Well, you can build an armory. I want to build the armory to see how many mannequins it gives you in the armory.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have, like, 30 display shelves.
Yeah.
Right now. I have so much display shit. And then you can mount, like animal heads in the walls and all this other crap. But, so, like, after I'm done with the cellar's now got safes in it. And I got, like, 20 safes in the cellar. I got, like, 40 chests in the house. I got, like, 30 display cases and all these plaques all over the wall. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mannequins. It's not even set up for mannequins. I just have all this empty space I don't know what to do with. You have all this materials that I've been using to build this house. So the next step from here is to go adopt kids, which I don't know what I want to do yet. I want to build a couple more houses. Just, I don't know why. But it's alright. It was just kind of something different, kind of relaxing. Like I was just sitting there chatting with a girlfriend and just like building and listening to a podcast and just, you know, just like completely zoned out. And it was something good for like, kind of like when you play Minecraft. You can kind of like chat with a buddy and like listen to a podcast or music or whatever and just kind of zone out when you build. That's kind of what it felt like, and I like that. And it was also cool because the starter house, it gave me the option. It's like, do you want to make the starter house into an entryway now because you built a door on the back of it and then it built into the longhouse. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, yeah, I can do that. So that part was cool. The annoying part, though, is I kept having shit attack my house.
Yeah, that's what it does.
So, like, I'd walk outside and there'd be a dragon waiting for me outside. Or I'd walk outside and I had a whole pack of giants come by.
Just like you built this shit in the wrong place, so it starts attacking.
Well, like, I had 3 dragons at one point, and they're all elder dragons or ancient dragons or whatever. Yeah. It takes a decent amount of wax to kill those guys, you know?
Yeah.
And it was irritating the shit out of me. It's like, all I want to do is go out here and build shit.
Yeah.
And I keep getting attacked by fucking dragons. And then the pack of giants was the worst, because they hit fucking hard. And I had a courier that was, like, running up to me, and this whole pack of giants, I say pack of giants, there's, like, 6 of them.
Yeah.
And they just ran over and just beat the shit out of him. It's like, fuck! So you might have had something I needed, you know?
Can you go inside the house and hide?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Yeah.
But you see all the red dots in front of the door?
Yeah.
You know, on your radar?
Yeah.
So, like, I open the door and there's, like, all these giants just, like, holding their clubs ready to attack. And I was like, fuck that.
And can they break the house?
No, they can't break. I don't know if they can break the house.
There you go. You're fine. Just go
ahead. Well, I can, like, out of my library tower, I can go all the way up to the top. And I can get up on top of there. And so what I ended up doing is getting all the way up on top and I have the dragonbone arrows.
Yeah.
And I have a full forge in my cellar. Like, forge, I have the smithing table and everything and mannequins and all that stuff. And then I have, like, 30 dragon bones. So I have, like, 2,000 dragon bone arrows.
Yeah.
And so I just got up on top of the roof and just sniped them all.
Yeah.
But the dragons I couldn't do that with because...
They'll fly.
Yeah, they fly.
Yeah. But dragons do.
Yeah, fucking dragons. Yeah. But, yeah, I got attacked by some sorcerers. That was real fun. Mm. I just sniped them
from just random sorcerers walking through the woods.
Well, there's like, it looks like there's a sacrificial table in my backyard.
Like, like so I'm you, on a cliff. You pulled a poltergeist and built
like
your
I built this house in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
Well, it's on a cliff, and then if you look off the cliff, there's like a sacrificial table and all these like Stonehenge stones. And there was some dude like performing necromancy.
Yeah, you thought that would be a good view.
Well, it did look pretty. It did look pretty at first. And, you know, like I had the stream in the background, the mountains, and then the sacrificial table. So I didn't really pay any attention to it at first until I looked back there and there was an army of skeletons coming up the road. So
it's like that guy who's like
he's just up there raising skeletons from the dead.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, this is gonna be awesome to see every day." And then like every day you're getting attacked by a shit. Like, God damn it. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was funny. Is like they had. I don't know why they advertised like killing skeevers in your basement to protect your kids. Like that's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I actually had to go to my basement and kill a bunch of skeevers. But,
well, how many quests in the Elder Scrolls series have we had to do where you had to go and kill fucking rats in someone's basement? Even all the way back to what? Like, even before Morrowind.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, hey, go clear my cellar out of rats. You're like, why don't you fucking clear your cellar out of rats, dude?
I got just put some bait with some poison down there and give it a day.
It's like, I'm looking for something. I got shit to do. I don't have time to kill rats for you. What the fuck? So, then you find a secret passage down there that leads to where you need to go.
So, all in all, I mean, it's alright. Like, for $5, I really can't fault it. It's just another something to do in Skyrim and use, like, materials you'd never use before. Like, you got glass and straw. You got straw to make my, like, animal shelter or whatever.
Yeah, it's basically their answer to Minecraft. So.
Well, I thought it would be a little bit more customizable. It's not because everything's pretty much preset.
Yeah.
There's not really any choice to it once you set up something to do something. So, like, once I said I wanted a main hall, like, I did have the choice of building specific structures, but I couldn't place them anywhere I wanted on the house. They were already had a preset location for
them. Yeah, so even display cases are kind of set in predetermined areas.
Yeah, but I'm building a shrine in the basement, and the shrine is going to have all the different idols so I can get all the different blessings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on that right now, which it kind of looks kind of weird and creepy because it looks kind of like a mausoleum in my basement.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat, but... It's just really dark.
That's it, you know, goth chick paradise.
But it's kind of cool because, like, you use goat horns for stuff now. Obviously, you got straw and you got glass for the display cases and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Using the clay for the pots, the nails, and everything else. And that kind of stuff's kind of cool. But I almost wish I'd have started at level 1 because of all the fucking blacksmithing I'm doing to build all the nails, you know?
Yeah.
I would fucking totally level my blacksmithing doing this.
Yeah.
But Hearthfire, yeah, not amazing, but... A decent time waster for $5. If you're still in Skyrim and you want to play a little bit of that, right now it's only on Xbox. Yeah. Unfortunately, but that's pretty much all I got. Alright. So, we want to take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. We'll see you guys in a minute. Stand up, and that was good. We all got beverages.
You guys got to see my dance.
I got my bed sore.
Got to see your dance. We're going to have to do that on the video.
Yeah, I love that dance.
Yeah.
Committing into it right now, I am committing you to do the Gumby dance.
But you have to dress
Gumby
up.
Gumby dance.
You have to dress up when you do it.
Shit.
Yeah.
And just kick the table.
Yeah, you got to dress up like either all sexy hot or just really dorky.
No, we're gonna have to put her like in a loose turtleneck and
a sailor outfit. I'd say sailor outfit. Like the one Johan wears up at work.
Oh god.
Yeah, Johan's the German dude that we're supposed to be. He wears this like striped sailor shirt sometimes. And he talks in this little German voice.
Maybe I could wait until Halloween and do it in my Cortana outfit.
Oh yeah.
Costume.
That won't be as funny though.
That won't be as funny. That just looks like you were having like a loop error or something like that. You're about to crash.
You got a disc read error.
Yeah. It's like checksum failure. Boom. You got a scratched hard drive.
It's a blue screen.
Yeah.
Damn it.
There's no way you're going to redeem yourself from this.
You had to do it.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So it's No, we can't explain it. We're just going to
It just it. Looks ridiculous. It's
That's
just
the whole point.
Really, really stupid,
That's
and I
the fun
look
part.
Like I have issues.
You do have issues.
Yeah.
Like paprika and vanilla ice cream have issues, yeah.
Inside joke.
Anyway. So fuck you. Fucking jinx.
I do that sometimes.
You owe me a Coke.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Speaking of Coke, I went to this little Mexican place today.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Casa Frida's. Free advertisement for anybody in town. It's a little hole-in-wall place, and, like, going in there, like, it looks like the set for some 70s grindhouse movie. Like, it's in this, like office building.
Mm.
You, like, walk down this long hall of, like, wood paneling to get to the restaurant. And inside they have, like, the most amazing tacos ever. And they have a little Mexican Cokes, and I love the Mexican Cokes because it's, you know, cane sugar. But I had chorizo carne asada tacos. No cheese. It has, like, green chili, garlic, like paprika, something else. They're really spicy, but they're really good. And so it was really, really fucking tasty.
Nice.
You guys should try it out. They have dollar taco days sometimes. That's how I found out about it. Yesterday was dollar taco day, and then one of the other bosses was up at work. He's like, hey, we need to go get some tacos. I was like, yeah, we do. He's like, dollar tacos at Casa Frida's, and he told me where it was at. We hauled ass down there and got tacos and came back, and definitely worth my time.
Nice.
But all that aside, we got some news. We got lots of news, I think. You guys got any pieces?
No.
Yeah, I got some stuff.
You got some stuff?
Yeah.
What you got?
Oh, they showed the trailer for the Aliens Colonial Marines, the Versus mode, which is going to be called Escape Mode.
Yeah? What's that
and,
all about?
Well, you have 8 players, 4 people playing Marines, 4 people playing actual Xenomorphs.
Mm-hmm.
And you have different classes of Xenomorphs. You got your regular soldier Xenomorphs that you're used to seeing, and then you got the lurker ones, which can crawl on walls and hop around, and then you've got the spitter ones that can actually spit out acid. They have these giant green sacks on the sides of their head, which are kind of cool, and they just, you know, very Left 4 Dead 2-ish, you know, for area effect. And it's objective-oriented, where the Marines are trying to basically escape through a series of different situations, and you're trying to stop them. And it looks pretty badass. It looks pretty cool. And it'll probably be... I mean, I'm a total Aliens fiend, so I was going to love the game anyways, but this will keep me playing it, you know,
yeah,
constantly. I'm hoping, because Gearbox, when it comes to multiplayer, usually does a really good job. So I'm hoping they nail some of the things that other companies have kind of failed on with AVP over the past, you know, couple titles they put out. So, because I remember in the original AVP stuff, it was like just arena battles. You didn't fucking have time to do shit. You just fucking ran out there as a Xenomorph and chopped someone's head off. And then they tried to bring it up with the AVP, the newest one. They tried to bring it to a more stealth, you know, hiding shadows, use the environment, which looked cool. It looked really good. It's just AI totally sucked. They could see you in, like, pitch black. So it was just horrible. So I'm hoping in this one it'll kind of fix that. And they won't be dead shots like they are in Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah.
No way did you see me through a fucking bush.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, fuck you, Bill. It's always Bill and Zoe.
It usually is Bill.
Yeah.
I always hate Bill.
I love playing as Bill. I just hate going up against Bill.
Yeah.
You're like, how can that old motherfucker with the cancer-ridden eyeballs shoot me through a fucking wall?
Cancer-ridden eyeballs?
Yeah.
They're kind of bloodshot, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Well,
he just smokes a lot of pot.
Maybe he does.
So those are joints, right? Those aren't cigarettes.
Yeah.
Bill's just like pills here. I'm fucking high.
Do you have any other news?
Just that for now. Go ahead.
Well, I have a couple of smaller bits that I want to talk about before I get to one really long story. And there's a guy that sold a game. So everybody knows what Pirate Bay is. It's a torrent site where people pirate a bunch of shit.
I know nothing about that stuff. Why are you asking?
Well, anybody that's been in college knows what Pirate Bay
is.
Anybody that's been too broke to get an album or get a movie or to try it out or whatever knows what Pirate Bay is.
Or get a program.
Yeah. So anyways, a lot of games are pirated there, and that part sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
One game that is not pirated there, but is sold there, is a game called McPixel. All
right.
McPixel is a point-and-click adventure game all about defusing a bomb. And it's the first game to advertise and be sold on Pirate Bay.
I was on there the other day for something completely not related to thieving things. And I saw their little ad for it. It was kind of cute.
So, but it's kind of funny that he's actually advertising the game on Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
I guess he hasn't really sold a whole lot of units. So far, he's sold about 2,000 units. But there's a lot of stories going on about McPixel and how it's something kind of fun, and it would be kind of interesting to try out. I may try it out just because it's being sold on Pirate Bay, just because it looks kind
of
interesting.
I keep meaning to buy one of their shirts before they get, you know, all thrown in jail.
Yeah.
Because I love their little cassette tape with the crossbones.
Yeah. But all the rest of the stuff, for the most part, I have are all big news. You got anything else, Trent?
Other than that, Dishonored put out their director's commentary trailers and stuff, so you can check out the gameplay with director's commentary, which is really fun. It's very insightful on how the game's going to be played and what you're going to be doing. That's about it. I'm done.
Okay. Well,
I have other stuff. I think you've got it up over there, so...
Yeah, every bit of news, I'm just kind of scrolling through here real quick.
Yeah.
Pretty much all deals with the same thing that was talked about today. Don't have to worry about that. Oh, I do have one bit that we could talk about that has nothing to do with the big announcement today. And that's Diablo 3. Mm. Trying to add more content. I think people are sort of... You're really hardcore players. Don't mind playing through it multiple times. I don't have time to do that because I'm playing a shitload of games.
Yeah.
I will be lucky to play through Nightmare Mode here in the next 2 months. Oh. Especially with everything starting to ramp back up with games coming out again. But they're trying to do a couple new things. They got new Paragon levels, and so after level 60, you can go and get 100 Paragon levels, which each with their own stat bonuses and things like that. There's also a rumor that just came out today that there's some new modes coming out in patch 1.05. And from a Blizzard blog that I'm actually looking at right now, they're wanting to go ahead and have something, a new event called Infernal Machine. And just quoting from the blog, basically Infernal Machine is a device that allows level 60 players to battle uber versions of some of Sanctuary's most nefarious bosses. While the rewards for defeating these bosses will be great, some assembly is required. Well, so I'm assuming he's saying that you're going to have a full party. Items. Well, I say probably that, and you'll probably have to have a group of people that can take them down.
Yeah.
One of the other things they said, there's defensive skill changes, and then one of the things that he says here, he says, in our eternal quest to promote and build diversity, we'll be making changes to defensive skills across the board while simultaneously reducing incoming damage. Net result is a survivability buff for players and an increase in build options as defensive abilities become less mandatory. So the idea is maybe buffing up some of those defensive abilities so that when you get in Hell and Inferno mode, you're not just running all over the place trying to avoid all damage, which is kind of what people do at that mode anyway. Now, the last thing is they're going to do something similar to what they did in Diablo 2, where you can kind of scale a monster's power back and forth, depending on the level. So the idea is that you want to go ahead and give a system to players to go ahead and have more control on how challenging each enemy is and each difficulty. So, which is kind of neat. I mean, if you're getting up to Inferno, maybe you want to do Inferno Light to kind of get through it and experience the game. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. I can see people that are like us that are into the whole challenge of a game.
Yeah.
Being a little bit irritated by it.
Yeah, like Dark Souls easy mode.
Yeah, Dark Souls easy mode is still my fucking bullshit.
That's a big cock slap.
It is a cock slap.
Yeah, after everything I've gone through.
Yeah.
Hours of crying in front of my fucking computer. So I lost fucking 20,000 souls.
What I think I'm going to do is the last bit of this we can kind of use in closing because there's so much of it.
Yeah.
I want to move to the question that we had last week.
Oh, and actually, do you guys know anything about the... Let's see. Hold on. Let me bring it up really quick. The Xbox 720 tech could turn rooms into 3D environments. The holodeck.
Oh, okay. Is that with the augmented reality glasses?
Possibly. That they were talking about? Where they're actually like taking up an entire room, like all four walls.
With the glasses and stuff. Yeah.
And turn the entire like living room into a game.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's something like they were talking about some time ago with the augmented reality
glasses.
Well, there's
augmented reality glasses, and then they had the VR glasses that, what's his face? John Cormack's been working on.
This was something they were talking about using the glasses that basically it'll sync with the game you're playing, so if you turn your head, you'll see stuff in the room. It uses, I think, the Kinect to pick up the room and what's around it or something like that.
Well, I can go through and read some of this if you guys would like.
Actually, I'm really interested in this. Tell us about this.
Okay, so it says, Microsoft's R&D division is working on a landmark display technology that will project a full 3D game environment across the walls of players' bedrooms and living areas. A new patent filing shows. A breakthrough device known in the patent as the environmental display will project a 360-degree game...
Sounds cool.
Project 360-degree game worlds across all four walls of a room using advanced projection technology. Crucially, the device will also boast a 3D depth camera, which it appears can calculate the player's position by emitting infrared light patterns and registering where the player is blocking the signal.
How fucking
this
much is
this? This is a similar technique used for the Kinect. Let's see.
Well, I've seen some of the demo techs for what the new Kinect is supposed to be able to do. With fingertips, they actually have it set up now to where it can actually read your individual fingertips and you can control stuff with them, rather than you have to use your hand as a whole. You can actually just use your fingers now, which is a big leap in that technology.
Okay, Microsoft's Shutter 3D glasses are suspected to work with Kinect, with the camera registering where the player is looking by sending signals to the glasses, much in the same way a Wii knows how its remote is positioned using.
Sorry, Justin just stole my lightsaber and turned it off.
Right in my face.
Yeah. You should have bashed it against her. He goes.
Just do it. You're actually gonna hit me with it.
My Obi-Wan saber.
This is how I hold it.
Yeah, it looks like you're fishing. Or something. It's not how a melee Jedi holds a saber, I'll tell you that much. I've often debated on removing the actual tube, because I took that apart once to fix it, so I had to remove everything, and just using the hilt and actually dressing up in cosplay and going somewhere with a fucking lightsaber hilt strapped to my side, just to see how much trouble I can get into.
So anyways, Holly, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's really not that much more information on it.
So what I was thinking...
Saber owner.
...was if you had... Like, the whole problem I have with Kinect is you don't have any kind of tactile response.
You're going to go into fucking Star Wars Kinect, aren't you?
No, I'm just saying that if you had... Do games at that point need to come with an object? like if you're playing Dark Souls, like an object for a bow, an object for a sword... Like something that you can physically hold in your hand to give you a response? Or would you rather just play it with a controller and be in a 3D environment? Because I'd be alright with...
Hands-free, and it digitizes.
I wouldn't want the hands-free thing. I'd want to have something in my hand while I do it.
Yeah, I'd want to have a controller and just be able to look everywhere.
Like, I'd be alright with the controller. I'd also, if we did the whole, like, you know, pantomiming everything, if I had something like a sword or a lightsaber in my hand...
Or a stick.
Or a stick, whatever, just something. Something I could have that has some heft to it, so that I had some kind of response to it.
So you could smack your TV with it?
Well, if it's a projector, there's no TV.
No. If you're facing your fucking TV, yeah, you're going to smack your TV.
Use it right.
You turn on by sliding that little thing up right there. There you go. Mini boner.
Yes.
Getting my fucking saber.
Womp.
So, that was
it does that if you turn it on. See? She's like, cool. Yeah, let's see. She's like, okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
I want one of those. All right. That's awesome.
They're like $100 and some odd. So
are they still that expensive, or have they dropped?
Because
I know they were that expensive.
Wraps. They're master wraps, and they usually stay about the same price. I mean, you can get all kinds. Like, Jason has, like five of these.
Yeah, he does.
But the funny thing is, he showed me a picture of him all on his wall, and it looks like a gay rainbow. I was like, is that your gay rainbow? And he goes, that's my Jedi wall. And I was like, oh, so your gay rainbow, you know?
And he took some pictures of his nephew.
Yeah.
And, like, a little, like, cloak and, like... Like Jedi cloak.
Yeah.
And then gave him the saber and put him out like on at like at dusk on a hill with a fucking saber. He took
they look good.
Awesome. They look pretty cool.
They look really good. But now you can get it for like $100. You can get the Master Replica site. You can also get ones you can build yourself.
Yeah.
So this one they had at a store I worked at and it stopped working. And so I took it home and took it apart because it comes out inside there and you can twist this stuff and pull it apart. And it's kind of cool because the battery pack looks like a energy cell. It's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
And it's got this really hefty little cap for it. But I took it apart and rewired it and got it to work again. So even the bottom of the battery pack's got a little emblem because it cuts through on the bottom.
Does it charge up?
Right there. No, it does not charge. But these batteries, this is the same batteries that have been in it for like 5 years.
So what happens when the batteries go dead?
You just replace them. These are just regular AA batteries.
Oh, it's in that container.
Yeah, it's inside this container. You see, you just, let's see. You just pop them out like that. So, it's a cool thing. I like it. It's not as gay as the Darth Maul one, which is like the double side. I hated it. When people would come in and buy that one, I'd just be like, oh, God. Fucking Darth Maul. Like, at least there's not a Jar Jar Binks saber.
Ugh.
Isn't that right?
Shut Jar Jar up. Holly.
Nice. Jar Jar Walker.
Yeah. You turn your saber on, just makes a wah wah kind of sound. Jar Jar Walker.
So anyways, we had a question last week, and that question was, if you guys can make any town or city a map in Left 4 Dead, what would you choose? Brian M. says, whichever town has the most strip clubs. Michael says, Chicago. I'd like to be playing Left 4 Dead in Gotham.
That's cool.
Chuck from Elseworld says, Pompeii, zombies rise from the ashes. Nice.
You just hit them and they explode. Yeah.
TJ says, New Orleans. Or wait, no, yeah, I'll just go with the stripper zombies. Yeah. One urban sprawl is much the same as another here in the U.S. A good City 17 campaign, though, would be fucking ace.
Well, they already have a City 17 campaign for the DLC maps on PC.
Oh, nice.
It's actually pretty much a dead-on replica. So they actually, I think they use Half-Life assets inside of it. So
anyways, some of the other responses we got was Brian says, Venice seems interesting.
Which Brian?
Ferris.
Okay.
Jack says, Hoboken, New Jersey.
Max Payne it.
Yeah, Max Payne it. Yeah. Travis says, the Mushroom Kingdom. That counts as a town. Let's see. It says, maybe Hobbiton. Let's see. Brian says, think about running across bridges and jumping on the little boats to get away from the zombies and stuff from Venice. That would be really cool.
So, yeah, we brought that one up, yeah.
Josh says, Bespin. Matt says, Tulsa, only because I know it inside and out. Bob says, Boston. Circa 1840. Ryan says Chernobyl. And Bob says they made Chernobyl map for Left 4 Dead. It's called Stalker.
Yeah. It's a good
game. That's pretty good. That was a pretty good response.
Yeah, that was a good response. I think we actually have a copy of Stalker.
Yeah, I do. It's actually sitting right there.
Yeah.
Eric Hyperspikey says Cairo. Says, how about San Francisco during the Gold Rush? So he said, so Minecrafty.
How about San Francisco during the, was it the gay revolution? The whole, was it brick, fuck, I forgot the name of it. Screw it. Sunwall.
Alright, Jessica says, not an actual city, I'd say Disney World, because there's nothing more terrifying than zombified Disney characters who hunger for the brains of children. Wait, they already do that. Okay, Orlando, just because zombies and roller coasters are awesome combo.
Yeah.
Scott says Vatican City.
Yeah.
Lance says Paris, and Mr. Moon Pier says Liverpool.
So I see you can go beat the shit out of the Beatles.
Well, that's where he lives.
I know that's where he lives.
He just wants to kill everyone.
He wants to kill
there.
That neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that cheap,
definitely
trashy
his neighbor.
Neighbor. Listen to her pop music. Banging dudes.
All right.
And
so,
then making them fight Moon.
What, did that happen now?
He, like, something had happened, like, they were playing music, and Moon said something about it, and then, like, I guess her boyfriend, like, got pissed off, and, like, Moon had already gone back up to his apartment, and the guy came up and, like, opened his door and, like, tried to punch Moon in the face or something
what
like that,
fuck?
So Moon punched him.
Go Moon.
I think Moon's exaggerating. He probably got his ass kicked.
Moon's a good guy. I think he could definitely stand up for himself.
I've seen him before. I'm joking. I've seen him before.
I think he could.
Yeah.
I have faith in him.
He probably pulled out his Left 4 Dead skills and just...
He would.
Yeah.
So anyways, we do have an email. Okay, it's from Ian. Ian, you are so faithful, and we appreciate it.
You monogamistic bastard.
So he says, to the nasty one, the Trenlope, the Drunkosaurus,
here.
That sleepy fuck who doesn't give a shit. With G4 being turned chic, we're at loss for a gaming channel. If you're the program manager for a new station that was all gaming all the time, what would you air? Koreans playing StarCraft? Mario Kart tourneys? Holly Hafe naked in her apartment playing Left 4 Dead 2? Wait, what? Love the show, Ian.
Bum fights.
Just bum fights. What about cock fights?
No. Bum fights are better.
You know, that's a really hard question. What would you do?
If I had a station that was going to devote itself to gaming, what would I show?
Yeah.
I'd probably break it into blocks and do a little bit of everything.
You know, it matters. If I had all the time in the world and I could produce instead of just actually be on a show,
yeah,
I would do genre-specific stuff and talk more in depth about stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. It's breaking
like you'd have like an RPG cast. Yeah. I mean, you could find those podcasts and things like that, but you could have a show about RPGs. And you could talk about current RPGs and maybe give strategies and tips on like on the second half of the show.
Yeah.
And then talk about upcoming releases. But you couldn't do that all the time. I think if you had like a tech TV thing, kind of like they had way back in the day, you could talk about all things tech and then just have an evening show that did nothing but gaming but specific to genre. Because I don't think you could talk about gaming every day all the time just because stuff doesn't come out fast enough. No. I mean, we have weeks where just like, fuck, what are we going to talk about?
No, yeah. But if you break things down, like I said, if you do things in blocks where you even have retro, you can do a lot of retro stuff where you're saying, hey, you know, new games have been coming out or games haven't come out, but, you know, everybody's been playing this, you know, like Dark Souls, blah, blah, blah. Go back and show some Kingsfield. That's from Software, from back in the PlayStation days, you know, and that's, I
in
still
a way,
have
it's
that.
Very
I
much
still,
the same game, to be
I still
with
have
you.
That fucking game. I love Kingsfield. It's one of the hardest, well, it's not really that hard, but it's just one of the most frustratingly bullshit games I've ever played, but it rocks. And it's horrible, horrible looking game.
It's not a very great game. You loaned it to me one time, I was like, I don't know if I can deal with this.
Yeah, no, I should just play it. It gets good. You know, it's actually kind of difficult, you know, and it's fun. Mithril Armor is one of my favorite things in that game. But either way, do some retro stuff, like throwbacks to crap, you know, things that people might be into that didn't know it existed back then.
You know what I would do? If I had a chance, I would find all my favorite casts.
Mm-hmm.
So not only just the small ones, but the larger ones, too.
Yeah.
Like, Joystick does massively. Is just all MMOs all the time.
Yeah.
You can cover MMOs for fucking ever, which is kind of their bread and butter. But, I mean, you'd have people like that that do just MMOs. Like, when Joystick does just MMOs, that's something to do really good at, you know? You got people like Giant Bomb. If they wanted to talk to Industry Talk, you know, they could have a nightly show. They do that, or they just do it once a week, like they do their podcast.
I have John talking about little Japanese games that he likes to play.
Like people like John that does a lot of Japanese gaming.
Yeah,
have him do just nothing but Japanese games, you know, and have him have a spot during the week.
Well, that's what I'm talking about with the whole breaking it down to blocks. Just break it up and cover everything within a day that you can, and then do it again the next day.
Yep.
Yeah.
For me, it would be all Western RPGs or tactical RPGs. I don't know what I'd be able to stick with.
See, I would not mind sitting there and doing an entire hour episode of watching somebody play Dark Souls and watching them just fail miserably at it and say, this is basically, we don't have a walkthrough for it, so we're going to create one. And you get to participate. And just get to watch it.
You know what you could do? I know they have their Twitter wall and stuff like that, but doing something a little bit even more interactive, like you go to some of these sites like Giant Bomb has the interactive chat you can do while they're live streaming.
Yeah.
Having a live stream while you're on TV.
Yeah.
I'm just saying to have people comment on what you're doing when you're showing off a new game, you know?
Yeah.
They did that for Skyrim, which I thought was really cool, you know? And you could have something like that for Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a game like that where a lot of people are anticipating it, is having somebody do a live stream and people say, hey, what's this, this, and this? Can you try this out?
Mm-hmm.
Give people a chance to experience the content before it comes out. Because, I mean, when it boils down to it, I mean, obviously we love games and we have a passion for it. But it would be nice to kind of get that extra little bit of a preview, especially with not being able to get a lot of stuff on demos anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, even Xbox Live does all right with demos, but they don't do nearly as many as they used to. Same with Steam. I mean, you get only a handful of games.
To be honest with you, the only reason I even, you know, Xbox Live, it's one of those things where you go like, oh, hey, you know, have your Xbox Live Gold Membership Edition, you know, and you get, you know, exclusive demos and crap like that.
I just do it for online
and
gaming.
Features. I do it for online gaming. What really makes me mad is that if I want to let my Xbox expire, I can't watch Netflix. Because I have to have an Xbox Gold membership to watch something I pay for independently.
You can still really watch it. You can watch it online, but you're still getting different things.
But I'm having to watch it on my monitor because I don't have S-Video run out to my TV because it's on a completely different fucking wall.
The thing that sucks, though, is if you pay for Netflix, you try and watch it on your like on your laptop or your PC, whatever, you're seeing completely different movies than what you actually have on your Xbox.
Oh, yeah, you're seeing a different list of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like there are a lot of things that aren't on...
Yeah, they try and cycle shit through.
That's irritating.
Well, it's like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead, which is one of my favorite Tim Roth, Gary Oldman movies. You know, very fucking hilarious film if you've never watched it. And have you ever seen it?
I haven't.
Huh?
Justin?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, do you remember, have you ever read Hamlet?
Yeah, I've read Hamlet.
Do you remember the part where the guy comes in and just says Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead?
Yes.
For no fucking reason?
Yeah.
This is a movie starring Tim Roth and Gary Oldman as Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Problem is you don't know which one's which. And they constantly refer to each other as the other one. And they say, no, he's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. But the whole point is they get summoned by the king to the castle to talk to Hamlet, their best friend, to try and find out what's wrong with him. And it's just this whole thing about what if these characters actually showed up and were written out of the story, but did they know that they were written out? Do they know what's going on? And it just kind of continues on like that. It's really fucking funny. It's a really good movie. But you can only get it on Netflix streaming for the longest time, so I could never watch it on my Xbox. And now they finally cycled it through. And that's what they do. They just cycle shit out and then back and forth. Then they keep the really big hitters like Walking Dead Season 1 still on there. It's going to remain on there. Breaking Bad, every time Breaking Bad comes along, they shove the new season on there.
Well, they show
all that.
They don't quite get the new season, though.
No,
last season.
Yeah, but you know, as soon as they have it available, they shove it up.
Yeah, as soon as it's like available on DVD, it's available.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As soon as they get it, they put it up.
So you got Breaking Bad. God damn, that show is good. I just made it through the last episode for the first part of this season. And they're supposedly ending it after this, so I'm kind of, I don't know what to do.
Oh, Ryan, he's got a good career kicking back up now in Hollywood movies. So, I mean, he's in that new Argo movie with Ben Affleck, and he was in Total Recall. He's got a list of stuff he's working on now. So, it's nice to see him finally move out of television, like Malcolm in the Middle and Seinfeld as the Drake when he would come on. And even Breaking Bad, which is a good show, but it's nice to actually see him go on to bigger things.
Yeah.
So, because he is such a good actor.
I definitely agree.
Well, I mean, Hal is one of the most versatile characters ever to ever grace primetime comedy. Like when he's doing the you ever see the one where he takes up skating again?
I have not.
Like dance skating. And they have him in these little short shorts.
I remember that one.
And he's got like body hair just flowing everywhere as he's like dancing on fucking skates, doing the whole like the leg splits and everything. It's just fucking horrible, man.
So, bringing it back around, one of the things that I keep putting off because it was such a big news piece did come out today.
Yeah.
And it's probably good that we delayed the cast because it would be old news by the time we got around to it next week. Wii U has been giving a date.
And price.
And a price.
And lineup of games.
And a whole bunch of stuff. So I got a shitload of stories here based on the Wii U. Now, it's going to hit Europe on November 30th for our friends like Mr. Moonpier, and it's going to hit the U.S. on November 18th. Now, the price point so far is basically going to be $300 for the 8 gig and $350 for the 32 gig. With the 8 gig basic set, it comes with a white console matching white gamepad, AC adapters for both console and gamepad, sensor bar, and an HDMI cable. Well, the 32 gigabyte deluxe edition comes with Nintendo Land. Of course, has the console and the gamepad and the gamepad charging cradle and everything that normally comes with it.
Yeah, but also if I recall, the Wii controllers still work with it.
Yep.
So you can recycle your old controllers over into it.
So that's the big bit of news. Now there's a whole bunch of things associated with this. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about was the software release list.
Yeah.
Let me pull that up real quick.
Well, I know that on launch we're supposed to have Pikmin U, I do believe. It's supposed to be coming with it. Mass Effect 3 is supposed to come out on the launch day as well.
you do Zabiyu.
Okay, so here's the, here's the lunch day. Launch day stuff, the only one I was able to get a particular day on for Europe was FIFA 13, Mass Effect 3, Nano Assault Neo's New Super Mario Bros. U, Nintendo Land, Rayman Legends, Trine 2 Director's Cut, Toki Tori, and Zombie U. Yeah. Now that was the one list. The thing is everything says launch window, so I can't get a definitive thing that was.
So the launch window runs from November to March.
Yeah. So game announcements they have for Nintendo, they did have Bayonetta 2, which is exclusive. Let's see. Call of Duty Black Ops 2, of course. Monster Hunter for the Wii U. They're also going to have Epic Mickey 2, Skylanders Giants, and Nintendo Land. Those are some of the other ones that I saw in there. Really, the one that I'm more interested in is going to be Zombie U. That's the one that I really want to pick it up for.
See, the one that a lot of people are talking about is Bayonetta. Which I'm not a big fan of Bayonetta 1, so, but a lot of people, I know Bayonetta, it's not aimed for release date, it's going to be within the launch window maybe somewhere, closer to March probably, and people are saying that for them, that's the only game that they're really interested in, because the stuff that's set up for launch day is largely crap that's on other systems. Any of the third game stuff, like Mass Effect 3, and then with the whole launch window, we have, like, was it Call of Duty? They had on there.
Yeah.
All that.
No, Arkham Asylum and Darksiders 2.
Yeah, those are all games that have already been out.
Assassin's Creed 3 is supposed to come out on simultaneously.
But again, that's going to be, is that coming out at the same time on Wii U as it is?
Yeah, right? It looks like it so far.
Because that's the only one that I've seen so far that's going to launch at the same time. All the rest of them are just catch-up, trying to basically cover what's already come out over the last 2 years on every other system.
Well, the Zombie U, I think, is neat.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the Nintendo games, some of the Nintendo launch titles. I'm interested in Mario Brothers again.
No, I'm interested in Zombie U. Mario Brothers, I've watched it, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, it is what it is. I might play it eventually, but it's not something that's right up on
the list. Well, I actually was out looking for that Mario Brothers, 30th Anniversary Edition or whatever that came out recently.
Yeah.
So I was actually out looking for that. I kind of have a hankering to play some Mario. Yeah. But one of the other things is that you're not going to be able to buy the Wii Pad immediately after launch, only in Japan. Yeah. And right now, the price point for the Wii Pad is $173. So, which makes sense with what's in it. It's basically a small tablet. Mm-hmm. But it's a tablet that's streaming from the hardware that's in the Wii, which kind of doesn't make any sense why it should be as much as it is. If it was $100, I think that would be more to par with what I want to do.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I think is kind of interested in is they're saying that it's going to have an app on there that's supported by all major U.S. and Canadian cable and dish companies. So it'll get on-demand titles and things like that, which I think is kind of neat, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So one of the things is, like, I was looking at on-demand things. Like, they're trying to go more the way of, like, Xbox Live and PS3 Network and get some of those extra shows and things like that. I'd like to see Netflix on it, obviously.
Yeah. Well, they have Netflix on Wii, so I know they're probably going to have it on Wii U, most likely, so... It's more going away from, keeping Netflix, but getting stuff like your HBO Go and your Hulu. And
well, they're all that. Idea, though, is it's going to have DVR integration.
Yeah.
So the idea being that it pulls stuff from your DVR onto the Wii U so you can watch it through the Wii U.
Yeah.
So, or even through the gamepad. So, like, if you grab the gamepad and bring it with you, and you're like cooking dinner or something, you put it up on a little scan and watch it or whatever.
But I'm just talking about people who have pay services. Like, Netflix is pay service, but people have, like, their own, like, accounts with stuff like Hulu. They want to be able to
watch it's going to have that, but, the bigger news here is it being integrated with your TV provider's DVR.
Yeah.
So, like, with our DVR, that would be actually kind of fucking cool. One of the other bits that I found out is that GameStop is taking Wii U pre-orders as of today. You get a $60 trade-in credit for your Wii, which actually is more than you will get in the pawn shop. I know.
Yeah.
So... not really that bad, as long as it has backwards compatibility. Let's see. I'm trying to think of anything else. Wii U games right now are costing about $59.99, and then the Pro Controller, which looks a lot like an Xbox controller, is priced at $49.99.
Yeah, that's when it's got the two analogs.
It's a dual analog.
Like right on the inside.
So that's a big bit of the news. I mean, we finally found a release date for it. It's releasing right before Christmas. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I may put down a pre-order just because I know I'm not going to be able to get it if I don't pre-order it.
Well, Holly, just so you do know, our boss bought Wii's last year for everybody, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, we might get Wii U's, who knows.
Well, Wii's a little cheaper.
Yeah, I know, but he likes expensive technology. So, yeah.
So anyways, what are you guys' thoughts?
My thought is the price point is
right where it needs to be.
It's right where it needs to be.
A lot of people were concerned it's going to be $500.
Yeah, I know, a lot of people were. They're matching the Xbox system right now on price. Like they're pretty much going right up there. For me, it's the launch window. There's maybe two games on there that I really want to play. And then everything else that's coming out is already coming out. So here's my big problem. I pointed this out earlier, was that the games that they're putting out that I'm really into, there's a few on there like Wii U. Sorry, Zombie U. I'm totally cool with checking out. Everything else, I own Trine 2.
I do too.
On PC. I don't care about that. I'd rather play it on PC anyways. Everything else on that list, I either own on PC or I own on Xbox or it's out on PlayStation 3. Everything they're coming out with. So there's systems I already own that I can play Assassin's Creed 3 on. I can play Assassin's Creed 3 on PC or I can play it on Xbox, and I don't have to go off and spend an extra $350 just to fucking do it. Right. Sure, there's going to be some fucking, like, you know, maybe be some of the gamepad integration and crap, but you know what? I don't give a shit. Because what are they going to really do with Assassin's Creed with that game? So that gamepad, other than the Assassin's Vision, which would kind of be a pain in the butt.
Well, we haven't had the time to go through and actually figure out what's going to be on it, so...
Yeah,
I'll have it so you can see if you want it by the time you we get it. We can do a quick look on it or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like whatever on it because it's the lineup. It's not really, it's not satisfying to me yet because a lot of the shit, like I said, that they are announcing is shit that I already have or I can already get now or I already plan on grabbing on a different system because I know like 50 other people who are going to be playing on there that I can play with.
Yeah.
On Wii U, it's a whole new story, whole new ball game, lots of new people, and who knows if they suck.
Fair enough. I'm just interested in the tech. I want to see what it's like.
Oh, no, I am too. Just, I don't know if I want to spend the $350 to find out.
With my console getting older and everything else, you know, I've had the 360. People that know me online know that I pick up the 360 like every now and then, and most of the time I'm on my PC. And if they see me on there, it's because I'm on Games Windows Live.
I'm usually on Netflix if I'm on Xbox. So
yeah, and I get bored with Netflix.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm fairly interested in it. I think the price point's fine, to be honest with you. One of the other things that I didn't mention in there that's kind of different about it is it's got expandable memory.
Yeah.
So, and it sounded like you were able to use flash memory. Like, whatever memory you want, basically.
From what I've read, you can expand it with an external storage device, which...
Understand, it'll support up to 3 terabytes.
Yeah, yeah. But the only problem with that is you know how grossly improperly priced external drives can be.
Well, they're talking about letting you use your own drives.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about their proprietary. I'm talking about going out and buying, like, a passport or buying anything. They're sometimes extremely fucking wrongly priced. Especially, like, you know, I look at internal hard drives as of late with all the bullshit they've had. Terabytes jumped from, I think it's like $80 to $150. Now they're back down to like $110. You know,
they're starting to go right back down.
Yeah, they're slowly getting there. But I looked at external drives, like when you and I were at Best Buy the other week, Holly.
Yeah.
And we were looking at external drives, and the prices on them at the time were like total fucking shit. Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at I own a Passport external drive that's a terabyte, and that cost me like $78 at the time when I bought it, and now they're wanting to charge me like I think $150 for it.
Yeah,
for the same exact thing.
Right now, you can get a Toshiba 1 terabyte black portable hard drive for $89.99.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah, and which site is that? That's online.
It's on Newegg.
Yeah, it's on Newegg. I'm talking about in stores and crap. Newegg.
Well, Newegg, this is...
They're hard drives. I know, I'm just talking about... On Newegg, their internal hard drives are the ones that are the big piss-off.
But these guys have way better prices than...
Oh, no, they do have way better prices, but your average consumer who's going to go out and do something is going to go out and buy it at Best Buy. So you got to keep them in mind, not Newegg.
Well, I'm just saying the average consumer should jump into technology and use their iPhone to buy this.
I know, but they're not going to.
The people that listen to us aren't your grandma and grandpa, so they can go online and do this.
I'm not addressing them at the moment. We're talking about just the general fucking consumer here.
Well, the general consumer that buys technology like the Wii U should probably know about Newegg. And if they're listening to us...
Grandmothers buy Wiis for their grandchildren without knowing what the fuck they're doing.
Well, and their grandchildren can go off and buy this for $89 and have a fuckload of storage. Yeah.
But my problem is just with the price of external drives, you need to spend a lot more money.
My point is they're going down, and that's why I...
No, they are going down. I even said they're going down, dude. It's just they're still grossly overpriced. And they, even when they go down, they're still slightly off on the pricing. It just doesn't make sense half the time when you're looking at that. I'm spending $40 to $50 more for this than I would for the internal hard drive when all it is basically a fucking internal drive locked inside of a Seagate case. Yeah, that's all it is.
I only got like a 3 terabyte drive here for $149.
Yeah.
And that's an external 3 terabyte external Seagate's only $139.
Yeah. But then also to jump into the nitpick, it's also a matter of brand choice what you want to go with. If you prefer Seagate Barracudas over Western Digital's Caviar.
Well, the external drives, though, are always going to be slowed down by USB 3.0, yeah. So it's not going to really make that much difference.
No, I'm just talking about when it comes down to that as well, when you're looking at the prices between Toshiba, Seagate, Western Digital, all that crap, plus not even that, but also the brands that they have, sorry, the versions they have within them, like the Barracudas, the Caviars, and everything like that, your prices change as well. Then you got to look at your rotations per minute.
No, so. I know, but I'm just saying that a lot of that stuff doesn't matter on the external just because it's limited by USB.
No, not external. We have a motorbike here.
Yep.
We have an open window. I told you that would be a bad idea.
Dude, it feels amazing. Yeah,
it does feel better.
But now, what was it? But anyways, it's basically this. You know, I like new, I like shiny, I like interesting stuff.
This is still cheaper, though, than going out and buying a drive through like Xbox.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is I like new technology. I love having that stuff. But right now, it hasn't impressed me enough to spend $350 just to have a new console.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm sitting, is it hasn't really done. I mean, sure, the gamepad looks awesome as shit. It looks like it's going to have a lot of functionality. But I'm not going to spend $350 when I can go out and buy a Galaxy Tab for, like, you know, half that cost and do the same goddamn thing, pretty much. Or buy, like, the Windows 8 fucking pad or something like that.
Well, you're not using it for an iPad. You're just using it to stream data. But
No. I'm talking about the stuff that they've shown that you can do on it with playing, you know, games, like touchscreen games, like playing chess with somebody sitting across from you.
Well, that was one
of their big things. And that's what I'm saying is that if the games can't impress me, then the functionality might. But the functionality that it carries is a lot of the same functionality you get on stuff like the touchscreen pads where you can
sit there. But you don't have a touchscreen pad with your Assassin's Creed on your Xbox.
No, but do I really want one?
I don't know. We'll find that out. That's one of the points I made. I'm making a point. We can't justify
it. I know. And I just said right now, as of right now, there's nothing that has interested me enough to pay $350 just for something new.
Well, at least we have an opposing opinion for once.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They still have time to turn it around, but they're not doing it yet.
Now, Holly has no opinion on that?
I am indifferent. I really don't care.
Yeah,
fair enough. So moving right along, that was our discussion. We do have some games coming out next week. Mm-hmm. Some big games. That's going to tie into what we're doing. We're doing Gauntlet next week. And we're doing some Borderlands.
Yes, we are.
Yep.
On Xbox. Borderlands
2.
Borderlands 2 on Xbox and on Steam. Mm-hmm. Trent's going to host the Steam one. I'm going to just go back and forth depending on who has more. So if all of your party's full, then I might jump in with Trent and me and he'll play Borderlands on Steam.
I'm sure Scott will probably be on, so...
I think he's actually buying it for both too.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have a fuckload of people on for Borderlands. We're gonna have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be next weekend. But that does come out next week on the 18th.
Most definitely Tuesday. So that gives you a few days to kind of get your characters built up for multiplayer. So
also, Torchlight 2 comes out that Thursday. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, Baldur's Gate the remake comes out on PC.
That I might actually pick up.
I'm pretty interested in that.
And then Boulder's Game.
The following week, the only things that we really have is we have Dead or Alive Collector's Edition coming out for PS3 and Xbox 360. Dead or Alive 5.
Oh, boy.
Now, there's a lot of people. I know that TVGP Creator plays a lot of Dead or Alive.
I used to play. I just can't get into it anymore. Too many big tits.
It's just
ridiculous.
It felt like a lot of TNA.
A lot of fan service there.
But at least it's fan service. But you also have World of Warcraft, Mists of Pandaria. I'm not getting it, but some people will really be into that.
Did they actually get Jack Black to?
That's the running joke.
That is okay. I wasn't sure because
I don't think he's in it.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Somebody brought it up to me and they're like, "Yeah, man, they got Jack Black to be in." I was like, "That sounds like a joke." And they're just like, "No, he's supposed to be doing one of the main characters." And I was like, "If he actually did that." I remember, I think it was you, me, and somebody else were talking, and they said it's pretty much the death knell in Warcraft, if they actually got him to do it. And I was like, I would actually probably just go to a friend's house and play it briefly just to see Jack Black as a panda.
So, BlizzCon 2011, Jack Black will not voice a Pandurian in Mr. Pandaria. Here's another story. From August 18th, Jack Black is going to sue WoW Forums. Nice. So, I guess not.
I doubt he would sue anybody over that. That's fucking funny, though. That's.
Other releases upcoming that are of note, Resident Evil 6 comes out 2 weeks from next week. Yeah. So, 3 weeks from now.
That one's kind of been pushed down on my list. I love RE 4 and 5, and I've played every Resident Evil since they started coming out. I remember I went to the midnight release of RE2 and grabbed that, and a bunch of people at the bar I worked at came over, and we just got trash drunk and played Resident Evil 2. But this one, I'm just because of everything else that's coming out, it's kind of slipping down on my list.
I'm going to check it out, so you guys will get some kind of taste of it. I'll be playing about it.
You give me a taste.
Just a taste. So, that's all we really have in the way of games. Do we got anything else?
We got our question for next week.
Yeah, what is our question?
That's your cue, Holly.
You're asking me?
Read your notes.
What do you think of the Wii U price point and launch lineup? That's our question.
Basically the debate we just had.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was going to segue into it, and I totally forgot.
Yeah, so that's our question. It's basically, based on what you've seen through your own research and what you've heard from here and heard from other places, and you know, based on your own experiences, what's your opinion on Nintendo Wii's release, the price point, and the game lineup that they had? Do you feel it's just kind of them playing catch up, and they're not really doing anything special other than maybe Zombie U and Bayonetta 2, or do you think that they're really going to finally hit the ground running and actually be able to compete, not just with 360 and PlayStation 3, but even possibly the 720 and the PlayStation 4. So, or do you think they're just going to be lagging behind it once again? So,
yeah.
So, give us your thoughts and responses at facebook.com/tiltcast. Find us on Twitter at twitter.com/tiltcast. We'll also post that question. Mm-hmm. Email us at teabag@tiltcast.com. Find us at tiltcast.com and listen to us. Rate us and review us on iTunes. Just search Tiltcast. Or go to Stitcher and listen to us there as well. I think I covered all of our avenues, didn't I?
Yep.
So that, we'll see you guys next week. And we'll have some videos posted soon. Oh! Shout-outs. Thank you, Holly.
You're welcome. I almost forgot those.
Yeah, I almost forgot those, and I did not mean to do that. CarouselPodcast.com. We have ElseWorldsPodcast.com. We have For the Love of Gaming, Bad Movie Fiends, ExtraPlay.info, NoQuarters.net, and TVGP.tv. They do good things.
And also CalmatFoundation.org for helping out kids that need it.
Needy children.
Needy children.
Needy, needy children.
So now we are going to go ahead.
I didn't expect you to actually do it.
Sorry, I had to.
That was really cool.
Out of all the times that you had your cleavage hanging out, I had to finally shove a lightsaber down.
He just put his lightsaber in my cleavage.
I was going to turn it on, but anyway.
Too much of a shock.
Yeah, it was too much of a shock. I was like, oh my god, I got in.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys later.
All right, bye.